This is PFW in progress.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. I got no money, a dress code problem, not to mention your biological clock. Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
All right, knock it off. You know, you ragging on me is not going to give me any great spontaneous knowledge.
Paul Perillo.
You just keep on asking about Chinese food. Can't you tell they don't have Chinese restaurants around here? Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything that guy just says is bullshit. Thank you.
Andy Hart.
Let me see. This is a tough decision you give me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
You stick out like a sore thumb around here.
Me? What about you?
I fit in better than you. At least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
FNG, Mike Parenti.
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook. You put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water.
PFW in progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Bam! Bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a f- what kind of pants the son of a f- who shot you was wearing?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Fred Kirsch, Mike Parenti, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, Gary in the booth. Now Eric is writing. Is that right, Paul?
I believe that's accurate.
That's unbelievable. Andy has just left, actually. He's going to practice. So
yeah, he'll be back soon.
He'll be back soon, but Eric is a no-show because he's writing.
Hi, how you doing?
None of you guys write? You guys don't write any
I write.
Stories?
Not see, long features like
yeah,
Eric.
See, we write, but our stuff is just garbage that any third grader could throw together, hey. You know, in and off. You know, but, you know, comparatively speaking.
He's being sarcastic.
Right. Speak for yourself.
You know, to
Eric
to,
does
to
need
Eric.
To use the source.
I write at least a fourth grade level.
Did you shave or something, Mike Parenti?
Yeah, why?
You look different.
It's the Did same you? I always look.
Really?
Welcome to radio.
You look like you shaved a mustache or something.
No, I just always shave my face, not completely shaven.
Right.
I like to sport the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, I know. You look a little cleaner shaven than
Yeah,
usual
I went
today.
A little too close today. I might have okay. gone this morning.
I mean,
think.
It looks good. I think it looks good.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
It took 10 years off.
In a guide sort of way.
Yeah, not a homosexual sort of
what?
Way.
What?
You guys going to go out later?
No.
Make drinks over at CBS scene or something?
I don't have perfect skin like Mike Reese. Ask Andy Hart.
That's true.
He exfoliates.
Perfect television.
Perfect radio here.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
508-543-7482
is the phone number. And another big show coming up. We don't have Iggy from Madrid or Lori Baranski, but we have all of us and your emails and phone calls because we want to still talk about the aftermath of the Dolphins game, I think. Fan behavior is still a hot topic. I'm getting emails about that. What else do we have to talk about? Anything?
Well, the bye week.
The
and,
bye
and
week.
How the Patriots are going to
handle
that.
A lot of NFL news today.
A lot of NFL news.
Around the league.
Yeah.
Huge.
Paul, do you want to fill us in on that so I can take a bite of pizza?
Just real quick. I know the Giants suspended Plaxico Burress for 2 games for what they're calling insubordination. Evidently, he was not around on Monday and Tuesday. No call. They weren't able to get in touch with him, contact him in any way, so the team is suspending him for the next 2 games, which is the second high-profile wide receiver to be suspended for 2 games by the team on a team decision, with Steve Smith being the first.
I say I almost just spit up some of my pizza on my microphone, but hear, hear to the Giants for doing that, because 2 games in the NFL is a lot.
Well, but I thought it starts this week, and they have a bye this week, so it really is one game.
Oh, it's only one game?
It's only one game? Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a slap on the wrist.
It's
but
still okay.
I don't really know what he did here. It's kind of fishy because he didn't return phone calls or contact the team anyway until today. Until
he might have thought
up.
That they were given Monday off and Tuesday's a day off anyway. So.
Well, did he completely shut his phone off for 2 days?
I don't know.
I mean, something's going on there. It's a little strange.
Okay.
It's disappointing because the team is playing pretty well right now and they're not suffering any sort of Super Bowl hangover yet. And then you have a guy who just signed a big contract now not showing up for meetings for 2 days. I think that's kind of suspicious. That's not a good precedent to set.
No, it's not. And the second major news from around the league, Fred, long-awaited move in Detroit.
Yep,
Matt Millen is finally out.
Finally.
After going, I believe, 31-84 since 2001.
Talk about a guy given a lot of chances. I mean, you know, there's a very patient ownership group. No one will call the Fords knee-jerk in Detroit because they stuck with him through a lot of bad times because there weren't any
some
good ones.
Some might be calling them jerks.
What's that?
They might be calling them jerks. Maybe
well, they
knee
might
jerk.
Be. Yeah. But they stuck with him through all the bad times and gave him every opportunity to right that ship, and he just did not do it. It starts with his draft picks, you know, always going for, you know, the wide receiver or the real, you know, high-profile guy that you see in the top of every draft Nick book and not really spending the time to find guys, you know, beyond that.
How many receivers can you draft in the short amount of time that he has picked?
Yeah.
And how many stuck? About one or two, maybe?
Well, two really good ones, obviously, with Roy Williams and Calvin Johnson, and then a couple of bad ones with Mike Williams and Charles Rogers.
I mean,
Rogers.
You draft enough of them at some point, a couple have to work out,
right.
don't
Even
they?
Even a blind squirrel
Law of
finds
averages,
a nut
right?
once in a while, right?
You could have started by drafting some defense, might have
right.
been a smart
there's,
decision.
There's more to that. So he's gone. Have they announced who's replacing him or who's taking over that spot? No? Okay. So that's the big change there in Detroit. Any other news that we need to catch up on? Maybe our fans can help us do that.
Yes, the Dodgers have upped their lead in the NL West to 3 games, much to the dismay of Michael Parenti, who is going to watch his manager that he thought stunk
right.
go to
turn
the
around another team.
Continue yeah, okay. to
That's
go to the playoffs.
What were the Dodgers doing before they gave him the best run producer of our generation? Where were the Dodgers before Manny Ramirez?
Wait a minute. Wow.
It has nothing to do with Torrey.
You're saying that the Dodgers getting into the playoffs is kind of Manny Ramirez? I can't even say his name.
Ted
Ramirez?
Ted? Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. What are Red Sox fans going to say about that?
Well, we already heard what they've had to say.
Truth is
guy's
truth.
A bum.
Wow.
Right? Best run producer of my generation, certainly that I've ever seen.
Wow.
Without question.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting?
The guy could win an MVP. It's hard to do for half a season in one city. But yeah. the guy is a serious, legitimate MVP candidate. That team was not in any position to win a division before he got there.
Well, the Red Sox clinched a playoff berth last night. So wouldn't it be interesting if, boy, the Dodgers met the Red Sox in the World Series? That would be great theater. I'm rooting for that. And I
I'm
might
not.
Be rooting for the Dodgers.
I'm rooting for a strike.
I might be, too.
So, all right. Webradio on Patriots.com is the email address. That was a great day yesterday, by the way. With Iggy. He was a great guest. So if you haven't listened to that podcast yet, you have to catch up. Yes, Gary?
Don't you think he sounded kind of like Father Guido Sarducci?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Now, today we continue our Qdoba question of the week. And the way that works is you have to listen to Tuesday's show and today's show. And then tomorrow we will ask a question based on something that happened yesterday or today. And what is it? The first caller who calls in with the correct answer will win. What is it, Gary?
It is a Qdoba Taco Bar tailgate for 20.
A Taco Bar tailgate for 20, and you can pick it up at any participating Qdoba in Massachusetts, right?
Correct.
So,
and starting October 15th, the one here at Patriot Place.
Right. So you don't have to come to Gillette to get it. You can go to any Qdoba in Massachusetts. And then, of course, as Gary said, starting October 5th, we'll have the Qdoba open right here at Patriot Place. So it's a pretty cool prize. I mean, even if you don't go to the game, you can eat it at home,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a tailgate,
no.
you know, for here at Gillette Stadium, although it could be, right?
Right.
But, you know, that's a nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon. You get a bunch of guys over and watch the game.
So, in other words, it's like a taco spread. You can make your own taco?
Yeah, I guess so.
For 20 people.
For 20 people. Now, and I'm excited because I guess on Thursdays they're going to be sending over a sampling of their fine cuisine to the show.
That's right. We'll have a spread for 20 here, and there's only five of us.
So Thursday's Thursday's Mexican day, and that means Andy's afternoon is pretty much shot because he's going to be spending it in the toilet.
Well, all his afternoons are pretty much shot anyway. In that
this studio is going to smell like a porta potty after a while.
Is that going to offend you?
No, we have this orange spray that we can spray in.
Yeah, you have a problem, Michael?
It's over here.
Oh, yeah. That the Mr.
Yeah,
Meter
I do.
Mist.
What if I do?
Want to do something about it?
You want to consider it? Consider it.
All right. Okay, so what else, guys?
No, my headphones are actually working today.
Some transactions
Mine
today,
aren't.
Paul. You want to catch us up on the transactions?
Transactions today. The Patriots signed, as everybody knows, they released Kyle Echol earlier in the week. They signed a wide receiver formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs named, is it Maurice Price?
Maurice Price, not Mark Price.
Maurice Price. And he's a little bit of a bigger receiver than some of the other ones, but had some production in the preseason, Fred. Spent last year on IR. had some production with Kansas City in the preseason this year, then hurt his quad, and I think the third game, had to miss the fourth game. He was on the active roster but inactive for the first game that they were here. The Chiefs came here to open the season, obviously. Yep. He didn't play against the Patriots. He was inactive that day.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently had been let go by Kansas City. Seattle, obviously in bad need of wide receiver help. Baltimore also had the both of those teams had him in for workouts. The Patriots had him in for a workout on Monday, and here he is.
Often when the Patriots make these kind of moves, we find out later somebody got hurt or anything.
Well, Washington's been out.
Yeah.
So you think it's kind of make up for that?
Possibly. They don't have a lot of depth there, Fred.
Yeah.
And right now the pass game is struggling as it is, trying to get the ball downfield, so it might not hurt to have another bigger target. If perhaps he gets some playing time. I mean, a little bit of depth.
I think
does
he play special teams?
He said that he did, you know, Bill said that he has some experience in special teams. Talking to him, he said that was somewhat minimal, that he has taken, as he put it, a few reps here and there. He's a bigger guy, so he's not a return threat, I wouldn't think.
No.
So I think you're asking him to be a cover guy, if anything, and I don't think there's a lot of experience there that doing that. And Bill talked about him saying that he was productive on offense as a receiver. So I think they signed him as a receiver or a possible receiver. Who knows? I mean, guys come and go. There's a lot of anonymous guys that you'd be hard-pressed to remember they were even on the Patriots.
He may
Who knows
be
if he's
them.
Even here through the bye? You know, I don't know.
Gary just handed me the hot taco bar off of Qdoba's website. Whether it's a tailgate, birthday, or office party, feeding a group has never been easy. Your guests serve themselves. They get exactly what they want. And then it shows the whole thing. It's got the Steno little light, you know, the Steno. What
to keep it warm.
Sterno.
Sterno?
Yeah. Steno.
Sterno flame underneath.
Yeah, like a stenographer?
The tinfoil trays, and it's a lot of stuff here. So I'm getting hungry.
So it's
quite
a Sterno. So is this starting tomorrow, this spread that we're getting?
Yeah, I guess so, right, Gary?
Yeah?
Tomorrow.
So we actually get the taco
figure.
Bar. Do
but
we have quesadillas, too?
Is this two gender at all involved in this?
Yeah.
Oh, then it may not happen.
Then it may not happen.
Yeah.
See, now you're going to hurt Gary's feelings. It's going to be like yesterday all over again.
You're ripping his guy.
Yeah, Gary didn't have a good day yesterday.
Gary was upset yesterday, but he left me a very, very funny voicemail on the way home.
Yeah.
On my cell phone. Evidently, someone called the local radio show, WEEI,
yeah.
Mike Adams Show at night, and said, I think that we're talking about the Dolphins game and everything, Fred, you know, the aftermath. I think the problem is this 3-4. This defense, it's just not working.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Three Super Bowls
no
later,
success
the 3-4 is the problem.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting because every year we have said, oh, maybe they'll try 4-3. And they play 4-3 every once in a while.
They have the ability to do everything.
How do you think Jerod Mayo would be as a pure middle linebacker?
He could be excellent.
He's got the speed, the lateral speed.
That's what I think.
But he is a pure, I mean, he plays a middle linebacker whether he's playing 3-4 or 4-3.
But I mean, you know, as in the spirit of a Dick Butkus or a Jack Lambert, you know, or was Lambert? Was he a middle linebacker?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he's going to be a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you feel.
I'm very excited about him.
Depends on what you feel better with. You would rather have Teddy Bruschi inside next to Mayo or Jarvis Green up front next to Vince Wilfork.
Right.
In other words, if you're going to play a 4-3 or a 3-4, somebody comes out, somebody else goes in.
So
one of the guys that there was a bunch of defensive backs the Patriots had in for workouts earlier in the week, Fred. That's why we kind of thought it would be a cornerback that the Patriots signed to fill that spot. And one of the guys that was here was Jason Kraft.
Remember that name?
He signed today with the Rams. I just saw.
Okay.
No relation to the Kraft family?
No.
Nope.
Is it with a C? Kraft
yes.
With a C? Yeah.
Yep, I remember that name.
But he was one of the – I think they had like four or five defensive backs that they worked out earlier in the week. And Andre Dyson was probably the biggest name, former Jet. And
okay.
Titan, good cornerback, but a lot of injuries.
Little programming note, I handed a DVD to Chris Ferreira this morning, and it is a DVD of our Neckin show,
Ferreira's
Football Weekly TV show. So he's putting it up as we speak. So by the end of the day, you'll be able to watch last night's Neckin show, and we'll do that every week.
So this is going to be like...
Guys are here, obviously Fred Kurtz.
Like the Qdoba spread. Maybe we'll get it. Maybe we won't.
Oh, no. Chris is one of the best webmasters.
Big contest to see who gets it up
and
first.
And Dan is one of the best lunch orderers here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He's the only lunch orderer here. By default, he's one of the best.
Where is he today? Where's Dan?
Upstairs, probably. You want him to come down in place of Eric?
No, that's okay. That's all right. Although he does like being on the radio. I know that. I've noticed that.
Yeah, he just stuffs his face and talks away from the mic. Works out real well.
So,
and then forgets to order Annie's steak sub.
Wow. Parenti's tough.
He's a miserable human being.
It's like everybody's a Yankee really for him. He just,
yeah, everybody's,
you know,
a Yankee. I'm booing
Phil
everybody.
Hughes tonight, huh?
Yeah, Phil Hughes going for his first win of the year in September.
Did you bet?
That's an embarrassment.
Yeah, I lost a pretty severe bet to a friend of mine who's a Red Sox fan. Who would have more wins this year, John Lester or Phil Hughes? I got skunked.
15-0.
15-0. It's a disgrace. Phil Hughes is a disgrace, and the player and the personnel people who picked him are a disgrace. Get some glasses, learn how to pitch.
At what point in your displeasure with the Yankees, because I've known you for quite a while now, and you've never been happy.
Right.
At what point do you say, you know what, screw them, I'm going to pick another team?
No, I'm not picking another team because I'm happy being miserable. So this works out pretty well.
So you like it. Okay.
Yeah, this is good.
As long as
it's a good role for me.
As long as it makes you happy.
Well, I'm just worried about your well-being because if you're this miserable after 13 consecutive postseason appearances, now that they're not in the postseason, I fear for your life. I'm worried about your safety.
We don't live in the past, Paul.
And by the way, the Red Sox celebration, I think, is still going on. We're clinching the.
I already laughed with Capello about you.
At least they didn't get Papelbon dancing. I know they tried, but he wouldn't.
Well, Lord knows he's never met a camera he didn't like, so I'm surprised he wasn't in front of everybody trying to draw attention like he normally does.
All right,
but that's another story.
Suddenly, it's a bad thing to be excited about, you know, an achievement
or just being an attention whore in general.
I'm not talking about Papelbon specifically. I'm talking about the Red Sox.
Yeah, the celebration.
Fred doesn't like the Red Sox, so he makes fun of their celebration.
I love the Red Sox. I'm a diehard Red Sox.
You hate every single team in professional sports.
You just said you were going to root for the Dodgers.
Well, I just want to prove some people wrong who didn't like Manny Ramirez. That's all.
Mark Capello wants to prove everybody wrong who didn't like Joe Torre.
I think.
It should be me.
I know a lot of people didn't like Ramirez because he didn't do what he was supposed to do all the time, but
Manny Ortiz.
I mean, they had on this team, like Mike Parenti said, one of the greatest RBI run producing players ever. You know,
and he was still hitting.
Yeah,
it's not like his skills diminished greatly.
Yeah, it's not like Jim Rice at the end when he needed glasses and wouldn't wear them and couldn't hit the ball. This guy's still hitting the ball.
Yep,
you know. So, anyway, now he's with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers made the playoffs. It's that simple.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
We haven't clinched it yet.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
I heard the Dodgers are building a museum, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And
the chickens,
the
have
same
large
architects
talons
that did ours, are bidding on that job.
The hall at Chavez Ravine?
You know?
There you go.
But
that's,
you think about the Dodgers.
By Raytheon.
I was going to say
Dodgers,
you step on my drop-in, so I don't want to hear it.
I really don't have any original thoughts.
Dodgers would have a pretty good museum, you know, with all the Brooklyn Dodgers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale.
What'd you give him, the pinky?
I gave him the pinky. Because he keeps bitching at me to throw the bottle in the recycling bin, but it's physically impossible to get it in from here.
You don't have to throw it. You can actually push it in.
Never mind.
Push it in.
Are we talking about the same thing here? I don't feel like getting up, so this is easier to shoot it into the basket. Sorry, my one plastic ball is not going to disrupt the axis of the earth. Okay?
All right, well, the Patriots are on a bye this week. They're still practicing. They have Friday off.
That's correct.
But they will be practicing today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, do you think that today and tomorrow, rather than getting ready for the 49ers, they're more kind of still going over what happened on Monday and, like you said, self-evaluating?
I think it's not just Monday, but it's just in general.
Yeah, it's not Monday, but there is, you know, Bill talked about self-scouting, and Mike's absolutely right. I think how he put it, Mike, it was a combination of looking at the rest of the 13-game schedule and preparing for that and preparing specifically for San Francisco.
Right.
As well as kind of figuring out what went right, what went wrong over the first three games, you know, taking that three-week window. It's not about Miami. It's about the three games, things they did right and wrong in those three games. And I thought, quite frankly, Bill had a pretty good list of things that he felt like they needed to work on.
I don't know what went wrong.
Special teams, offense, defense, passing.
Special teams pretty much the only one that
Yeah, they
didn't
have
get
done
it.
Well, you're right.
But defending the run. Running the ball and defending the run, passing the ball and defending the pass, third downs, both sides of the ball, red area, both sides of the ball, plus 50 punting was really the only special teams area that was in there. But
yeah, Hansen's been a little bit iffy.
Because he hasn't been able to get
it. Plus 50 punting has been terrible, but the other special teams have been outstanding. They're first in the league in kick returns, and I think they're second or third in the league in kickoff coverage. Gostkowski obviously has been perfect, hasn't missed a kick.
Yep.
His touchbacks have been amazing. So the special teams have been pretty strong.
It's like golf. You know, when you get your tee shots off, you can't hit your irons. When you get your irons right, you can't hit your putts. It's always something. So last year, I mean, special teams had some problems on coverage. Now all of a sudden you get that going and you can't get the other things going. It's crazy.
It's a cycle. You know, this is a good week, too, because they haven't seen a lot of San Francisco in a long time. It's been about 3 or 4 years since they've played them.
Right.
Well, so they could probably take an extra day to study up on them. If they were playing maybe a division rival, then they can maybe take an extra day to self-scout. But they still have to get some groundwork done, and they might as well take advantage of having an extra day.
It is good to have an extra week because it's not only it's a team with that they don't see, but it's totally different personnel
and
a whole different quarterback.
And I'm here to warn Patriots fans right now. This is going to be a very tough game. The Patriots.
Every game goes into that.
Well,
game,
it is right? now, but I think a lot of people said, "Oh, San Francisco." You know, that's a win.
Yeah, people checked off wins.
It may be, but it's. I think all of these games. Are going to be. I think
anyone paying attention knows that San Francisco has been getting better and better every year, and I think to the point this year where they could win the NFC West.
Well, this is Nolan's fourth year.
Yeah,
I think he started in 2005.
Fourth year.
Yeah, so you know, slowly but surely they've progressed, and now they're 2-1 rather. So I mean, they're making some climb. They have JT O'Sullivan, a quarterback,
right.
who we are all familiar with.
He's doing okay.
He's been
some time in the practice squad here. Remember, Fred?
Yeah.
Maybe he learned from the best.
He's doing okay. So that is not going to be a gimme next week. You know, even if Tom Brady, I will say this: even if Tom Brady was with the team, that was going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I'm not going that far.
Yeah, I think that would have made a big difference.
I'm telling you, I am.
I just think now, looking at what happened Sunday, you can't really pick any games out and say those are easy wins anymore.
No,
that's changed now to me. To lose to Miami at home,
the Rams at home better be an easy win.
Well, what about Oakland? Because I still think
on the road, Oakland.
I don't know.
No easy win there.
Let's see.
Yeah. JT O'Sullivan is second in the NFC in passing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
104.6 rating.
Three touchdowns, one pick?
Yeah, three touchdowns in three games. Not great, but only one pick, so
he's
avoiding the mistakes.
A lot of mistakes.
His average gain is 9.4 yards. That's a very high number. That's matter of fact, it's second in the third in the NFL.
I think Jay Cutler's on pace for 48 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, he's been
they're on pace for 50
he's
allowed.
Been terrific, but their defense better straighten out because it's rare. I think that as you know, Fred, I think the whole the defense wins, you know, thing is somewhat overrated, but I don't think there are too many teams that have absolutely no defense
that can win
with offense, and that team hasn't even gotten in anybody's way yet.
Brent from Illinois says, I cannot believe anybody brought up or no one brought up the Kirsch jinx. I cannot believe that not one of you guys brought up yesterday that Fred took the Dolphins with the points, and look what happened. Fred, you are the reason for the loss. You should be ashamed. Okay, well, maybe not. I think the coaching was really at fault, and I have a feeling that the players thought that they would have a cakewalk with the Finns. I think this might have been a wake-up call for this team, and we will see better games in the future. Next week and the week after, are the Pats going to be staying in California, or are they going to travel back and forth to Massachusetts?
We're going to enjoy a nice road trip.
Yep,
about a week.
The Patriots are staying for the week out in the West Coast there,
Santa
and they're
going to
do the same thing in the second road trip. They're going to spend the week
California.
Out there. So, are you the one coming back, or is Andy this week?
Andy's going to come back. I'm going to stay.
So you're staying out there. Mike's staying out there. Eric's staying out there. We'll have coverage.
Cast of thousands.
We'll have coverage throughout the week. You guys
I'll be
are going to blog, right?
Weeks.
You're going to blog.
We are
blog.
Why not? You're not going to blog.
What are we going to blog?
I don't know.
Hi from Ohio.
What's going on the West Coast?
Colleague Mike Parenti says hello.
We'll ask our listeners, should you guys blog next week? Or
yeah, because people want more two-gender readings. That's why they're going to want us to blog.
Well,
and Gary wants more material.
We're listener-driven.
We can blog if you want.
Hey, I'll blog all day. Can blog all day,
I
baby.
I don't know if I want you blogging.
Do you want us? Well, we
get
can
some
talk
cell
about,
phone
I suppose we
picks.
Can talk about some of these logistical things
yeah,
off
Gary
the air, but like the radio show. Do you want us to try to do?
Well, you and I will be here.
No, well, Andy will be here, but
Andy and I will be here, and you guys can call in.
Okay,
right, Gary?
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Phone guest.
We need to talk about that. Why is there a problem?
Well, no, we need to further our last conversation.
What was the last Qdoba?
No, the meeting we had about this.
He's still on Qdoba.
No one plays dumb like Fred.
We had a meeting.
Is he playing?
He's not playing.
We had a meeting. Did we have a,
we had
meeting?
A meeting?
I wasn't here, but you guys did have a meeting. That's when you came up with the three men in the West Coast for
food
an entire week
gonna
theory
be like out there. Anyway,
what's that?
What's our food situation going to be like?
My guess is we'll eat in the hotel.
I think you'll be going to be given some type of voucher or something. You'll be all set.
Sounds good to me.
Hey,
I think probably eat better than I do now.
I think they'll have a room open for us, yeah, like we do with the Super
Bowl. You'll be on some college campus. Nice. You know, just
keg stands.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's my kind of place for the whole week.
I think just practice is going to be at a college place, isn't it?
So
we're just talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
Anyway.
Right.
Practice.
So is that all you needed to talk about the trip?
I didn't need to talk about the trip.
Okay.
I had to bring it up.
That was your
emailer brought it up.
Howard writes in, I do think the fans have become spoiled. I know my 13-year-old is spoiled as he has been only following them for 5 or 6 years now and has only known a winning Patriots organization. I have been a fan since the early to mid-70s when Jim Plunkett was the quarterback. Am I spoiled? Probably a little, in that I expect them to win every game they go to, but fully understand that the opposing team gets paid to make plays too and is trying to win and may actually outplay the Pats on any given Sunday. However, what happened on Sunday was totally uncharacteristic of the quality of product that I have come to expect from the Patriots. Perhaps that is why I am spoiled, because Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick have built a product that is consistently of the highest quality, and when that product is anything but the highest quality, I am first shocked and then disappointed. As for booing, I fully understand why they did it, and I probably would have done it myself because that performance was abysmal. Hopefully, it will stimulate the coaches and players to refocus their efforts and work harder to be sure it doesn't happen again. But he's looking for a shakeup.
Just
number one, demote Dean Pease to secondary coach and promote Dom Capers to defensive coordinator.
That has nothing to do with it.
Why?
Well,
what's the point of that?
Even if they did that, we would never know about it until next
year. Anybody's role
First
anyway.
Of all, let's just say this to back your point there, Fred. They may have already done that.
They may have already
hired
done
Dom
that's
Capers.
Right. That's right.
Maybe that's the problem.
And number two, demote Castle to backup and let the rookie and probably the future Brady replacement O'Connell take the reins and learn from real game experience.
That's good. So then tank the season in week 4.
Right. I'm still hoping for playoffs. These people are saying it's over.
2-1. Let's go to the
it's crazy.
Let me ask you this. I brought this question up in the locker room to Andy, Fred. Percentage, chance, even the slightest, do you think? Even the slightest chance they take the field in San Francisco and Kevin O'Connell is the starter.
No way.
No chance. No
zero? Way. 0%?
I say zero.
Yeah, Andy, agree with you guys.
And you know what? The thing, believe it or not, that gave me the most hope after this Miami game from what Belichick said after the game is when he said, I know we're better than that. If he didn't think that, I don't think he would say it.
He didn't even think Castle was that bad on Sunday, which I disagree with.
He would leave that out.
He seemed to think he was okay.
Well, come on.
I hope so.
Well, it's hard to be worse than
38-13. But there are some people saying, well, maybe that's how bad they are.
No, that's the extreme case.
But there's two different things, Fred. They might be what they are offensively. We've seen basically the same offense for 3 games.
Right.
I think they're not as bad as they were Sunday because of what happened on defense.
Yeah, I'm talking about
they're not going to give up 38 every week.
Yep.
I still think Castle has been sharper than he was on Sunday.
Yeah,
I stand by that. And the completion percentage does not mean as much because the throws he missed were he missed horribly.
I just think the offense has been the same all 3 weeks. They've scored very few points. They've had a lot of trouble getting the ball in the end zone from the red zone.
Well, that's been the biggest.
Well, this game was bad because they got behind and they became one dimensional and that hurt. So we'll see next.
Well, therein lies the problem. If Castle can't lead you from behind,
I know.
Now you have a problem.
I know.
Right, and that's why I think that people, the whole, they're better than that. Yeah, I think they are better than that, but that doesn't mean it's going to be good enough.
No, it may not be good enough.
Because what you just said, Mike, if they do fall behind and they're not able to play the game the way they want to, against the Jets, they played the game exactly by their script.
Yep.
Exactly.
We want to dictate tempo. We want to get a lead, lean on our defense, play strong special teams, avoid mistakes, avoid penalties. Check, 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 win. So you wonder, Pittsburgh's able to do that a lot. Pittsburgh has a formula that they want to go into every game with.
And you see what happens when it doesn't work.
And when it doesn't work and they fall behind, the guy gets sacked 9 times.
Yeah.
So sometimes these things happen.
Andy's back from practice. What do you got for us?
A tremendous update.
Really?
From the field. Beautiful day out there. Patriots in full pads. No, I don't have a ton of information. Those not on the practice field for the media portion would include wide receiver Kelly Washington, cornerback Lewis Sanders, safety Rodney Harrison, tackle Mark Lavore, and defensive lineman Lakeven Smith. Little side note, Ellis Hobbs was coming down the stairs when the media was going up to practice, and then coming up the stairs when the media was going home from practice. So he wasn't actually out there in the window that we were out there, but he was returning to the field as we got there. No black jerseys this week, you know, losing effort, and obviously got pretty much embarrassed.
Apparently, whoever played Ronnie Brown failed miserably.
Yeah. Another little side note I found mildly interesting: when they broke up into positional drills and all the receivers went over to work with Josh McDaniels, Larry Izzo and Ray Ventrone went with the punter, long snapper, holder group and are working on some special team stuff. So that sort of, you know, Ray Ventrone is clearly a special teamer who some days might contribute on
right.
wide receiver. Randy Moss was first through the at the line of scrimmage press coverage drill and absolutely threw Josh McDaniels out of the way. They were laughing about it. I think McDaniels maybe thought he was going to brother-in-law it, and Randy Moss threw him out of the way. So not dogging it on the first rep of
Excellent.
Positional drills.
He's listened to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he's a captain.
Yep. What else we got?
He wants that black jersey, too.
That's really all I got. It wasn't all that exciting. But a beautiful day
is.
Out.
Yeah.
So Jacob Bender going to be very happy he put that sunscreen on in the locker room that I saw. You ever seen that, Fred? First time I've ever seen it in 8 years.
Putting sunscreen on?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to watch out for melanomas.
He looks like he burns easily.
Well, yeah, he's the redhead, freckled the kind of right. that could get burned. But other than that, not a lot going on. Rodney Harrison, I would say, is the most notable of the did not practice. We saw him limp off the field at times on Sunday. There was one play where he barely got off, didn't actually get in within the limits of the bench, was way down the end where, like, the cheerleaders perform, really hobbling around. So looks like he's dealing with something through this week. And he didn't come in the locker room, right, Paul? I never saw him.
No, I was.
And
looking,
generally he's a Wednesday go-to today. Media guy who does his duties. So be interesting to keep an eye on that. But Brandon Merriweather was out there, so no issues there.
He did speak at length after the game
right.
the other day. So I think if it was dealing with something that yeah. was significant.
He's probably sore, probably a contusion or some type of strain.
Dr. Kirsch.
Dan is on the phone from Delaware. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, Fred, I was so disappointed and even maybe lost a little respect for you yesterday.
Wow. Why is
Uh-oh.
That?
You know that little rant you went on about that poll where 40% of people are not going to vote for Obama because they're racist?
I didn't say that. I said in certain parts of the country they've taken a poll and 40% in those parts of the country have said that.
You know, you have to look at that poll. You can't just start quoting those numbers because you took what they wanted you to believe and believed it without even looking at what the numbers said.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay, so you believe that there is no one in this country that based their vote on race?
Okay.
I just don't believe 40%.
Okay, what you just said there is different than 40% of all people.
Exactly.
That's right.
White.
Okay,
what the poll did, okay?
Of all people.
What
I never said
was,
that.
What the poll was, it was a poll of white Democrats, not Republicans, because as we know, Republicans aren't racist, only Democrats are. But
Dan Andello is my new favorite emailer.
This guy is good.
No, but listen to me, okay? They asked three questions, right? Like, and I forget what the exact questions were, but they were like, do you believe there's a problem with the education in the black community?
Do you believe
there's a crime problem
tongues?
In the black community? Stuff like that, right? And then they asked, are you going to vote for Barack Obama? And if they said no, and they answered yes to any one of those three questions, then they said it was because you're racist.
No, that's not the poll that I
saw. That
was
the poll that I saw.
Right, not the one that I saw. They polled people, and, you know, they didn't say it, but it was like, you know, Appalachian area, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's exactly the same poll. Look at what the questions they actually asked. Tell me something. Even if people were a racist, do you really believe that 40% of white people are going to come right out and say, I'm not
That's
voting
my, for
That's exactly
that. My point.
I never said
Depends
that.
Where you take the poll. I mean, if you go to a KKK meeting and ask it, I'm sure they'll admit to it. But yeah, I just think polls are like any statistic you can throw out there. You
right.
can find
so
the one that'll agree with your side
yes.
or be opposite your side.
Lies,
or
there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics.
That's right.
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 Yeah, and I figured I'd bring that up this week since there's really nothing to talk about football-wise.
Well, we could have a whole show on
Well, that's because Fred put the Miami game in the rearview mirror at 12:10 yesterday, and we weren't allowed to talk yeah. about it.
All right, moving on.
I heard that, yeah. No, I was –
All right, so we're going to move on.
I couldn't get the game here in Delaware.
Good for you.
And – I tell you what, I was glad of it.
All right. All right, Dan.
See you, Dan.
Yeah, you take care.
Thanks,
Steinbrenner. On my side.
I liked it better when he was monitoring Eric's girlfriend.
All he's basically telling you is the Dodgers aren't that good, and they're only in the playoffs because they play in the worst division in baseball. That's all he's saying. And he's taking a little pot shot at Joe Torre.
Who's not going to the playoffs that should be?
Who's
not going to make the playoffs that should be?
Probably
if the Dodgers
somebody
were the AL
in the
AL
National
East,
League
so
East.
What?
or
the
National
If the Dodgers
League
were
team?
In the AL East, so what? They
What's that thing?
The
if my aunt had, or my uncle, whatever? Had
balls, she'd be my uncle.
She'd be my
right.
uncle.
That's
wow.
the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
He
if the Dodgers were in the AL
it,
East.
That's all.
Yeah, they'd be 14. Why would the Dodgers
Who said
be in
that?
The AL East? Hank Steinbrenner.
Oh,
he's a bigger buffoon than his father.
Yeah, he
or
is.
His whatever.
Well, we know that.
That would be his father, yes.
Yeah, what do they say? The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree? Is that the same?
Or the apple. But
or apple, whatever.
Thanks, Dad.
It's still a subject falling out of a tree. Stays near it.
Stay near it.
Unless the chipmunk picks it up, and then it could end up miles away.
Yeah, I think we're all sick of the Joe Torre love fest. That's the point.
Who else wasn't at practice besides Rodney?
Are you not listening the first time?
No, I
Mark LaVar.
No, I heard that one.
Kelly Washington. LaKeven.
So Rodney
but
was
Brandon
really
was. Merriweather.
Brandon was.
Ellis yeah. Hodges
Foley taking part in drills and reps with James Sanders.
He was laughing and joking. He laughed because Kevin Falk was ragging on me like he always does today.
Yeah.
And Brandon Merriweather was getting a big kick out of it.
So and I'm just assuming
he looked like
that
he was in good spirits.
Ellis Hobbs, you know, had an Andy Hart type thing he had to deal with
right.
or something.
Hey, I heard that we have a big feature coming up in Randy Moss and Patriots Football
It'll
Weekly.
Be the cover story in this issue. I'm glad you brought that up, Fred.
Great.
It'll be, well, that's why you – The listeners are deprived of the dulcet tones of one Eric Scalavino because he's writing, Andy. He's
yeah,
writing.
We decided
Evidently,
that
what
you,
know, me,
what you
and
guys
Mike do
doesn't require
doesn't
you
require
missing
time.
The show to write.
Right.
What he, you know.
We put words on the paper, but he
We write
writes.
At a third-grade garbage reading level, so
so does
we
he.
Don't have to be here.
Well, and Mike took offense to that, so Mike's at a fourth-grade level. You and I are at the third-grade level.
But I'm okay with that.
We could just slap it together and throw
so
a byline.
So whatever he's writing
on.
Better be pretty damn good.
It rarely is.
Oh!
Oh, that's
wow!
Right.
He had a couple way back.
He had a couple that really made me think. Wow!
I couldn't have written that.
Right, but they haven't been as frequent as I would have liked.
Well, now he's on the pressures of the season.
Yes, well, deadlines seem to have an adverse effect on Eric.
See, and that's the thing that people don't understand. You know, there's great writers out there.
Tonsorial tragedy.
Well,
there are great writers out there,
right.
but that's only part of the job.
You have to do it fast and efficiently
and you
accurately.
You have to be able to analyze it immediately
right.
and get it into words.
Right. He likes to be contracted to do work. And then
he's
you know,
a retainer.
He works on he works at his
Yeah, like
pace.
His pictures, like the 3 months it takes to
right.
get one of those pictures.
Right.
I got to tell you, though, I've been hooked on the Olympics.
Speaking of Barack Obama.
Speaking of Barack Obama.
Ping Pong sends us an email.
Ping Pong! Ping pong. Woohoo!
Lubricants.
Bouncing on into the show, baby.
See what you did there, Ping Pong, lubricants?
Ping Pong has a couple of thoughts of the game, but he also says that Eric likes Andy's head and not the one above his shoulders.
That's why are these references tying me and Eric together a lot?
Everybody knows that you're
Now that Lori's gone, I think it's you and Eric.
Where's Lori?
Well, you know, she's not... You know,
as recent as yesterday, you were saying, I want to get into Lori.
No, that is not as far as your affair with her. I think that's over.
It could be.
Yeah.
That's run its course.
He was just like, here, hold this. And I said, okay.
Why is it over?
I think it's over. I think she's moved on.
Oh.
To who?
Well, I can't say that.
You don't have any idea.
Let's see.
Who? Gary. Who? Give me a name.
Fred and I discussed it, but it's a little, we're not sure yet.
Can I have a name?
Nope. Ping Pong writes
Can we have
in,
a clue? A hint?
Castle didn't lose two the
gender?
Game. I think it's time for the team. What's that? What did he say?
I said two gender.
Oh. Yeah.
Those genders?
Castle didn't lose the game. I think it's time for the team to rally around him and help him realize that he can't think about the game and move on. I don't think that the running game was up to par. Lamont Jordan was the best of the running backs that played. Bill needs to talk to the D-line. I think if the D-line played up to speed, we could have stopped Ronnie Brown at the line. I think Merriweather played well. He made some tackles, and he was in good position for most of the plays. Mayo is the real thing. He looked like a beast of a linebacker during the game. I think it was
Not wrong. According to Hector Longo.
Not in that game, anyway.
I think it was wrong for the crowd to boo so much so soon. How are we as fans going to support our young quarterback and the rest of the team by booing them at halftime? I think that this is poor sportsmanship and is very unsupportive of the team. And Castle, if you're listening to the show, I think you did an outstanding job. Keep up the great work. That's Ping Pong. I like it.
He's bouncing all over the place there because outstanding job? Well, let's ease off. That spectrum is as ridiculous as the people that think he can't throw a forward pass.
All right. On the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I thought you were going to be John on the East Coast soon. Why are you still in L.A.?
I actually am on the East Coast. I am right now walking the Staten Island Ferry, but
nice.
It's just easier.
Oh, I'm taking that, I think.
Yeah.
You've taken
is that near
it,
the
right.
Bayonne Bridge?
Don't
You've
get mugged.
It.
Oh, no, it's actually, seriously, it's really, the Staten Island Ferry terminal now is very nice, and the ferry itself is nice, too.
Okay.
Don't get mugged when it's not
anyway,
crashing
into a
dock. Fascinating
to the listeners.
All right, what do you got?
First of all, I just wanted to echo something I guess somebody said yesterday on the podcast about it's so frustrating to have made Joey Porter look smart.
Yes.
That's just...
And good.
That was one of the worst aspects of it for me.
And good. But, he hasn't had a game. I don't even know the last time he had a game like that. I mean, he was an impact player in that game. A Jason Taylor type in the backfield impact player.
He hasn't been.
Well, I wanted to see what you guys thought of Mayo. Was he once again pretty good?
I mean, if you listen to this show, we all love Jerod Mayo. Was he that good in that game, though?
No.
I don't think he did anything special in this game, but that's.
I don't.
No slam on him. I just
and you
the
can't
defense,
name a player, and I'll say the same thing. He didn't do his job in that game. So
defense didn't play well on Sunday.
So do you feel like nobody? I mean, obviously it was a team effort of looking just craptastic. But was there anyone who sort of stood out?
Ellis
like,
Hobbs
oh,
on kick returns
showed up.
Yeah, Ellis Hobbs had a good game on special teams, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean clearly, you know, the front three were confused. They all talked about it. Well, I talked to Warren and Seymour after the game. Andy talked to Seymour. They were obviously confused. I thought Mayo was making plays well down the field. I thought he was out of position at times on some pass plays. The secondary, obviously, Chad Pennington completes 17 out of 20 passes for 230 yards. At all three levels of the defense,
and in run and pass. They were nowhere near Ronnie Brown when he was running up the middle. Then they were nowhere near the tight end. And you could say, okay, well, they did a good job in the pass. They were downfield, so that took them out of the running game. They were never near where they needed to be on run, pass, anything.
How much of a factor do you think Bill Parcells had on that game plan?
I heard somebody mention that yesterday on the other station.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, give me a break with that dumbass question.
Yeah. It was a dumbass question, Fred.
Dumbass question. Where was he the first two games?
He doesn't know the other teams like he knows Belichick.
He's a mastermind. He should be.
He
able
was
to
with the
up
Jets, and Mangini is a Belichick disciple, so
it
he should
like
have some
it was,
the
knowledge. Is it the quarterback's coach?
Yes,
from
the young guy,
David Lee.
Yeah, him.
And Henning was involved too, but I think they had on the plane. It was David Lee and Tony Sperano coming back.
Rodney
from
gave Henning all the credit, but you know, and coming out of the Miami locker room, David Lee is the guy
Roth?
That got a lot of the credit.
No, Matt Roth, linebacker.
Who, by the way, is pretty good.
Yeah, he can play.
All right, John, thanks.
John in Staten Island, thanks for the call.
Have you ever broken up with a girl?
Yeah, sure, why?
Because you seem to have issues with cutting it off. Like, every caller who calls this show, you just let them linger in the background.
You never have.
Dumped a girl?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I wasn't good at it.
I think I was more the type that would just kind of make it so it kind of fell apart.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Passive aggressive type.
Yeah, if I do enough things wrong, then he'll just
kind of go south.
Me.
Yeah. Mike's broken up with plenty of girls, right?
I was bad at that.
Sure. I would just start seeing someone else.
I kind of did a little of that too.
That's a good way of doing it. Okay. Mine'll end bad, so we'll just leave it at that.
I wasn't always the most respectful person.
There's some details of your life that I know a lot of listeners would like to know,
but really.
It's up to you to share them.
Are we going
to
start one of those with Mike, the getting to know Mike Parenti?
Getting to know Mike Parenti.
Hey,
fun
of
fact.
Open books on this show. People kind of know
fun fact.
Our past.
What kind of books?
You know, and if you feel like you want to share some of your love life in the past, and some of the highs and lows of the life of Mike Parenti,
wait,
feel free to do
The only thing you're interested in is his love life, not like college
right.
or sports or anything. Just
what do you
love life.
Know?
Did you go to college?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Did I go to college?
Did you read his resume?
No, but I mean, if there's
just
any.
Throw my work into that package.
Don't worry,
I
know the answer to that.
We'll have to work some of the details of your past into the show. Because people want to know. They want to know who are these people that we're investing 2 hours a day with?
Lunch.
And I think we deserve, you know, they deserve to know. You know.
So and Eric doesn't play. But Eric, don't be Eric. Eric doesn't play along well with this stuff.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm pretty easygoing.
Yes, Fred.
Yeah, you're easygoing.
Still up there writing.
Fred. Easygoing.
Yes, Fred. Exactly. Think it's funny, Fathead?
It's Fat Mouth, I believe, on
but
this show.
He's still playing along.
Billy Berry writes in, Paul, maybe I'm wrong.
Worst emailer in the show.
I knew this was coming.
Maybe worst emailer in the show's history.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can actually make a point. In any case, you can piss off Fred. Please educate us homers and tell us the games Brady was leading drives in the fourth quarter when up by two or more scores. Don't be a moron and count drives that start in the third quarter. Last year, did Castle's interception at Miami bring the margin under two scores? If so, I think you got one. I remember Matt Castle scoring versus the Redskins, or Kyle Echol being a fantasy
stud.
What
are we talking about?
By the way, are you one of the cry for guys making more money than I will in my life people? He just doesn't like you.
What the F are we talking
about? Well, we were talking about, you were saying the Patriots ran up the score all the time last year and everything
like
that.
Well, I think they clearly did. I mean, but who cares? No one cared about it.
But a lot of that stuff was done prior to the fourth quarter. And then the fourth quarter, they just keep running the ball. And instead of punting it or going for a field goal on fourth down,
Fred,
they would run Kyle Echol up the middle, and the team still couldn't stop
him. The human victory cigar, Kyle Echol.
I'm just going to maintain that I really don't care about running up the score. I think that you just play the game until the game is over. I don't care what the score is, but can we just say that the players themselves admitted that they were running up the score
right,
as the playoffs kind of went on? They kind of said, I think Brady, the quote was, what was the quote? We want to kill teams.
Right.
We want to destroy teams. That's what we want to do.
So no one has a problem with it. They
play. Every team
wants
to do
that.
Every team wants to destroy the other opponent.
Right. So they even admitted
it. But people pin that on the Patriots like they're villains. But,
you know, Brady changed that this year, right? And the object is to score one more point than the opposition.
Yeah, right. But
just making sure, because that's what he said.
No, you have to lower expectations when you...
But, I mean, no one cares. No one cared that they ran up the score. No one was saying that, geez, they're bad people because they ran up the score. But don't say that they weren't running it up. Of course they were.
And Bill got what he wanted.
What, the truth?
You can't.
He can't handle the truth.
Jacques writes in, he thinks they should cut Castle and bring in Jeff Garcia.
That's good. Just cut the guy outright. Brilliant. Garcia's going to do a great job here.
And then he says the next thing he would do is put some fear in the offensive line. Whether you're going to sign one or not, is start talking to some other offensive linemen and teams about their offensive linemen so that you can take them, make them think their job is not secure. Right. Well, if you do that on another team, it's called tampering.
Paul and I were talking about that today.
They're not playing hard, though, I guess.
The fact that Oliver Ross and Stephen Neal are on the horizon, and whether one or both of those jobs will change. Could you change both of them at once if they were both ready at once? Would you want to have two new guys on the right side of the line? And NFI is the same thing, right?
Yeah, just 6 weeks.
Okay. That's what I was assuming, but I wanted to make sure.
I think it's after we get back from the West Coast, San Diego.
This is week 4, week 5, San Francisco, week 6, San Diego. Yeah, so like that
so
Monday
that
or
Monday
Tuesday.
So that Monday will be
whatever.
The start of that 7th week. It'll be the Tuesday, I guess, will
right.
be, or whatever the day
and
is.
And then he has 3 weeks from that point.
Well, if no, but they
as much as 3 weeks.
When, that's when the window
right.
will open for him to be able to,
right.
to practice.
Right. They can yeah. it can they can last another 3 weeks
right.
or go right away.
Right.
Yep.
Like Seymour went pretty quick, and some of the other guys, like Troy Brown, I went to the last day before he possibly could start practicing. Then the last day that he could practice, and then they finally activated him, and the ball went off his face.
By the way, did you note that Maurice Price is wearing number 17, formerly owned by Chad Jackson?
I did not note that because I
wasn't
out there.
We did talk about Maurice Price, but
imagine
not
that.
About his number.
Maurice
How's he
Price.
Look? Big? Is he a big guy?
What?
Well, Bill called him big. I didn't think he looked all that big.
He was a little bigger than the
He's not as big as Sam Aiken.
Smurfs, but no.
Sam's okay, so he's to me, he's a normal NFL receiver outside of Patriots Smurf-like standards.
Speaking of Sam Aiken, Clay Aiken came out.
Yes, yeah. I'm gay, he said.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So.
Hopefully Gary wasn't okay. recording there.
That's okay. TC and
Mark
West. Tape.
That's one of those, though. Didn't he deny it?
He
I don't
avoided
really
it for a long time.
Because I thought that was one of those, like, I mean, the Patriots have a game into it. Like, it was just obvious.
This story is about him, though. He's quite a manizer.
A manizer?
Yeah.
With who?
He's very rough in the bedroom.
Just the way your mother likes it.
Did you read this story or something?
I heard it.
Did you read it?
40% of Americans.
On Stern.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, there's a shock. It had something to do with gay, and it dominates the Howard Stern show. Oh. You make fun of me for being the closet gay. Everything on that show is gay. Every time I get in your car, it's gay, and it's graphic gay.
And then I try to turn it, and
Nothing
he goes, no, turn it.
I hate that Sirius.
You want to eat my salad?
Yeah, that's basically, you turn on Sirius when Howard Stern's on, and it's like, you know, want to eat my salad? Oh, my thing's got poop on it. Blah, 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 blah.
TC in West Springfield says, I don't believe the team was good to go with Castle as the backup before Brady got hurt. We know for a fact that they brought in Sims and Rete. We can reasonably assume that they were not going to take Brady or O'Connell's place on the roster. And the fact that they sent them home without a physical or workout meant that they were not just kicking the tires, otherwise they would have done their due diligence even with Brady's injury. The Pats thought that they would have more time to get a new QB groomed to their system, which of course all went out the window on that one fateful play. Rhetoric aside, the team does not have the confidence in Castle. Wow.
How do you know?
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, because it is now kind of fact that the Patriots had contacted Latae and Sims before Brady got injured. Belichick is, or whoever, I don't know if he's actually said this in a press conference, but I heard that, you know, they contact a lot of people, including quarterbacks and guys of all positions. So that's not uncommon. And they do that.
Well, they've had seven punters in here in the last 3 weeks and haven't made a change yet.
So what do you think? What do you think the – do you read anything more of it than just, you know, keeping their options open when they contacted Retay and Sims prior to Brady being injured? Do you read anything into that?
Because they do it with so many other positions, I tend to think it's just kicking the tires.
Right. Like, I mean, yeah, if they had three
– coincidence.
If they had three quarterbacks that they had – absolutely zero need ever for a quarterback, that would be one thing. But they had Matt Cassel and they had Kevin O'Connell. Like, they weren't solidified there where it was obvious what the pecking order was.
Right.
So I think it's like Mike said, every other position you're doing your due diligence.
I think it's fair to say that they probably had some concerns about the backup situation.
Yeah.
And maybe they brought him in to see, you know, you talk to a guy and see, and you kind of make an evaluation in your mind. How long will it take this guy to get up to speed? You know, what kind of systems has this guy been familiar with? Maybe he did something in college that was, or whatever. You know, Tim Retay, I don't know. Maybe Bill knows everything that the guy's ever done. Maybe he's just trying to kick the tires, like Mike and Andy said, and figure out how long would it take him to get up to speed.
But don't you think they would do that with virtually every position, every player? I mean.
Yes, I do.
Not unlike what they've done in the past.
Right. I mean, I think if as soon as they see a guy become available, they want to know, would he help us? Bill always says, we would do anything that would make the team better. I think they legitimately look at a player and say, can he make my team better?
Right. And I think what people are kind of missing on this, and again, it's speculation because you don't know exactly what Bill's thinking. So, and none of us does. You can't sit here and tell us for sure what Bill's thought process is, but when he says he's doing what's in the best interest of the team, I believe that he is doing that. I believe that he feels like I don't necessarily have to have 1,000% confidence in Matt Cassel, but still believe that he's a better option than bringing in Tim Retay or Dante Culpepper or someone else, trying to get him up to speed for the next 6 weeks and throwing him out there. I think that he honestly believes Matt Cassel's a better alternative than that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you guys?
Yes. I do, too.
But that doesn't mean that he's got, 100% confidence. Like, I mean, we're trying to paint this portrait of, well, clearly Bill's not confident in Cassel because he had already had guys come in. Well,
Tom Brady, who does he have 100% confidence
exactly.
in?
Exactly. Maybe he doesn't have 100% confidence in that in Cassel. Maybe he's only 80% confident.
I mean,
but maybe he's only 60% confident that Tim Retay could be any better.
And believe it or not, when Brady went down, Cassel's experience in the system made his value go up.
Yes.
Right.
His value actually went up in the eyes of the
Patriots.
And I'm
not saying this guy's the answer. Look, he hasn't played. We've been critical of Cassel over the last year or so because it seemed like that learning curve.
Yeah, would have cut him.
You know, that it had kind of stopped.
I was right again.
His progress had been stunted a little bit. But I just think there's too much of it being put on the quarterback's plate right now. This team did not play a good game on Sunday.
No.
The quarterback didn't play a good game, and the team didn't play a good game. And you know what? Sometimes that happened when Brady was here, too.
Yep. Matt writes in, one of my great sports memories as a fan was watching Dave Klemek score an 80-yard catch-and-run touchdown for Northeastern against Rhode Island. The crowd went wild, and Paul was probably standing at the barbecue tent with a chicken sandwich in one hand and three cheeseburgers in the other, cursing the fans for ruining an otherwise perfect day at Parsons
Field.
Chicken
sandwich? What do I waste time with
red
chicken
meat
for?
Only, my friend.
God.
But here's my question. When the Patriots sign a guy like Kyle Echol, and then cut him 7 days later. Is that a move mostly to put a paycheck in the guy's pocket so he can stay focused on football for the rest of the season in case the Patriots need him in November
December? Take it.
Or was there a more pressing personnel reason for bringing him on for 1 week?
Well, they didn't have
personnel
reason.
Yeah.
They had
running backs who didn't
practice.
Two
running backs that were in danger of not playing.
I was thinking a week ahead. Sorry.
It was a contingency plan.
Yeah, and the money goes to someone. I mean, they're going to have 53 guys on the roster, and, you know, the 52nd, 53rd guys are going to be,
good question. Have they ever not had 53 men?
They did
Yeah. They opened the 2000.
No. I mean the real Patriots since, they've been because I feel like he's always brought the practice squad guy up and given him a paycheck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Like you get that day of Billy Yates or one of these guys they like, and
if I had to say, I would say yes, they've had less than 53 on the roster for a game, even when they've been good. Who was that email from? The Dave Klemek email?
It was called Matt S.
Nice.
Matt S.
Dave Klemek was a pretty good player.
Paul needs to know what other loser was in there.
Dave Klemek spent some time on Kansas City's practice squad, and then he broke his leg, and that kind of hurt him.
You know who else spent some time on the Kansas City practice squad?
No.
Maurice Price.
Okay.
Coming full circle.
Murray from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Anyway, yesterday you guys were talking about the fans at the Razor, and as a non-New England-based Patriots fan, they make me crazy. The time I'll never forget is back a few years ago when Brady throws an interception, and the whole crowd in the stadium roars and cheers, and I'm like, what the heck? Why were they cheering? Because the stupid Red Sox just scored. So I've learned to share my favorite team with not-so-bright fans. Wow.
I remember that game. That was the one that the players were really upset
yep.
about.
The Tennessee yeah. game?
Tennessee.
That was the two.
I think Tennessee had scored to go ahead.
The two times
the
players have gotten really mad were that one and the Victoria's Secret, when they cheered louder for Victoria's Secret model on the sideline than they did for anything during the game.
Well, that's understandable.
That was Gary's fault. He sets up all in-game entertainment.
Tennessee, I think McNair had scored late in that game to give the Titans the lead, and at the same time, the Red Sox had taken the lead in the playoffs, and the crowd went crazy.
So I know the Patriots, the team, uses the bye week to do some self-scouting. Now, Gary, do you also do the same thing with the in-game entertainment? Do you self-scout during the bye week?
No, I really just never do anything, Freddie.
Oh. Well, you don't have to take it like that. I mean, you know.
Why don't you check with finance and see what
they do? You got the bye week and two road games, so you got basically a month to figure out some cool things coming up. Do you use that time wisely?
No, not really.
Okay. Just asking.
He is staring through the glass. He could melt through that glass.
All right, it's 12:58. That means we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Old? No hair? Fine. But Paul's getting sick of these fat jokes.
I'm not fat. I have a different life choice.
Patriots.com radio.
Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
This is former quarterback Steve Grogan
and former linebacker Steve Nelson.
We want to tell you about the game with the greats.
Are you one of those old diehard fans who remembers our playing days?
like the 1985 Super Bowl or the snowplow kick.
Maybe you just want to meet the newest members of the Patriot Hall of Fame, like Ben Coates or my good friend Stanley Morgan.
And Andre Tippett, one of my linebacking brothers. He'll be there too.
You think he'll bring his gold jacket with him?
I hope so. I can't wait to see it on him.
If you're a big-time fan, you won't want to miss the Game with the Greats. It's happening on October 5th at Gillette Stadium when the current Patriots are away at San Francisco.
Get your tickets now at patriots.com/alumni.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh, Steve?
Yeah, we still got it. We should call ESPN. We could be the next Mike and Mike.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer. And now, a blog reading from Dan Tugender. Tugender.
May 20th, 2008. Fred Kirsch, quote of the day. Fred always likes to spread his wealth of football knowledge with us and hit us with the winner yet again at passing camp. Dave Thomas making it look easy. Fred said as number 46, rookie free agent tight end Tyson DeVriehold in a pass. For the record, David Thomas didn't practice and was not on the field at any time.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
Gary did that because he's mad.
He's mad at you.
I said he wasn't using the bye week wisely.
Are you sure you want us to blog and have stuff like that to write about on the West Coast?
I won't be out there. So.
Yeah, we'll still find a way.
This William Berry, he's very angry.
Oh, here we go. He's angry.
He says to
he's
Mike.
He's like the Andy Hart of emailers.
He says to Mike Parenti, Gary will get upset if I say it, so know thyself biblically. Which, you know, of course, that means go, you know what, yourself. But I don't know why he's saying
or
that.
Or do the friend. Anatomically impossible?
Yeah.
Because he's a bitch, that's why.
Oh. I don't know. I can't figure out from his emails if he's 60 or 6.
Sounds 6.
I think he's old.
You think he's an old guy?
Yeah.
An old curmudgeon.
He's an idiot.
But he doesn't like Paul. And now apparently he doesn't like Mike either.
Join the list.
Bill, you're a good
list.
Guy.
Get
I like
line,
you.
William.
Andy likes
it. Let's align with each other against Paul. I like it. What are we arguing this week?
He doesn't even know. He changes. He's like the Fred of arguing. He changes in the middle. I don't even know if that first email that Fred read was in English, but in Bill's defense, that may not have been his fault.
All right.
See, you think he paused there because he was mad, but he really had to pause for the burp that came out.
Brian is...
You juiced this morning?
What's that?
You juiced this morning?
What's that now?
What's that?
Have you juiced since the first
no,
day? You
I'm going to be heavily juicing during the bye week, though.
Okay.
I don't think this 3-4 thing is working.
Brian from Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, guys, longtime past fan and new listener. Love
Glad
the show,
to have you.
Although it's not always the easiest to listen to sometimes. I'll be honest. Sometimes you sound like bickering children.
It's Paul's
But I still love the fan and behind-the-scenes perspective. Oh, shoot. What did I just do?
The true professionalism you bring to reading emails.
Is that the kind of stuff that makes it tough to listen to?
No, I got
I think that's
here.
The idiocy that Gary is sick of dealing with.
The true professionalism that you, in perspective, you guys give, so keep up the good work. Anyway, about this season being fun, I only consider fun to be winning games. That's what
these
players are paid to do, and that's the only thing they should be focused on themselves. The team should not be concerned about what the fans say or do during games. Fans pay their hard-earned money. And if they want to waste it by leaving early or booing, then so be it. It might piss off the players sometimes, but it's bad for business if players criticize their fans. I'm sure Mr. Kraft would rather have booing fans and fans that leave early than no fans at all. Fan behavior is influenced by the product on the field. Good product equals well-behaved, supported fans, unless you're a psycho Raider fan. Just my 2 cents. Oh, yeah, please... Tugender, please stop or improve your blogs. I know that everyone rags on you to turn up the mic, but come on. At this point, I'd rather hear another Toyota Tundra commercial. Step it up and bring something to the table, big guy.
Wow.
Well, he's only
big
reading.
Big guy. I never met him, I guess.
He's only reading those blogs that are written by other people. So he's not blogging. Those are other people's blogs. So really, it's Gary's fault because he has to pick better ones for him to read.
Well, now he'll have time during the bye week.
Nice little feud developing here on either side of the glass.
Strippers wants to remind us that you can feed 20 guys at Taco Bell for $18.99. So,
whoa, strippers. We don't take shots at your sponsors. Why are you taking shots
but
at ours?
But this isn't Taco Bell. This is Qdoba. This is Qdoba. Higher quality.
This is real point. Taco. I feel like he's taking a shot at our sponsor.
Taco Bell is a Pepsi company, isn't it?
I don't know.
Do they fall under the umbrella of Patriot sponsor?
I do not believe so.
Okay, good. Well, Taco Bell sucks. Qdoba is much better.
It's true. High class.
It's a classy taco.
And Strippers also wants to know if you would go after Mark Bradley, who was just released by the Bears. I don't know him.
Sure.
Okay, as long as you don't know him. I don't know him.
I don't know him, don't care to know him.
He's got to be better than Maurice Price.
I don't like the way he looks, and I don't like the way he dresses.
What do we make of the Maurice Price signing? Did you guys go over that?
Yeah.
Kelly Washington.
Just Kelly Washington. Yeah, but I thought he didn't play special
Kelly
teams.
Washington.
Kelly Washington doesn't play offense.
Yeah, but he was starting to play.
Right? He was the fourth receiver.
Why do we have all these receivers who are useless?
I'm just saying. He was the fourth receiver in the first couple of games.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they're looking for a fourth receiver.
Maurice Price is now the fourth receiver.
I said C.J. Jones is available.
And some shots at Chad Jackson in the media crew down.
How about Chad Jackson? Seriously.
According to an unnamed
photographer. That's how far off the team he was.
He's working down the street at Paco's Deli delivering meat, but the door accidentally hit his knee, so he's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
A lot of shots.
I thought they were going to say like he dropped a little tub of mayonnaise on his foot or something.
Oh, the little plastic containers.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Hey, Bill Cosby's coaching baseball. I didn't know that. Let's see.
Jerry Manuel.
Sam from Brighton. Who makes the decisions on what color jersey the Patriots wear? What is wrong with them?
Bill Belichick.
Are the Patriots going to wear white at home all year?
No.
No.
I dare say you won't see that ever again.
No, but the only...
That'll go to the land of the blue on blue. It sucked.
And the red sweatshirt.
This is not that hard to figure out. A lot of teams...
No, I know, but due to the results, I know Bill, I don't think he'll do it again.
They wear their light color at home early in the season when it's hot.
When it's hot,
right.
The Patriots have done this in the past, only they did it with their silver jerseys.
Won't see it again this
year. For the opener against Buffalo 2 years ago.
And it worked out fine with Kansas City.
And last year, yeah, that's exactly what you were looking for against Kansas City.
Looking to go down to the last play with the worst team in football.
Oh, and by the way, to have the best player in the NFL, you know, go down for the season.
That worked out well. Got a lot of good luck in those home whites.
And they also, but last year the first home game was a night game against San Diego, so they were able to wear their blue and they were able to, you know, avoid. Is it a big deal? No.
Well, the color is, because I learned at Fred's Barbecue wearing my Rashard Mendenhall jersey, that stuff really does make a difference. When it goes down on those dark colored jerseys, it's hot in those things.
It absorbs the heat, sure does.
I'll be wearing my Mendenhall jersey, by the way, this week as he makes his first career
start. Miami frequently wears white at home early in the season. You know, that's not.
They've done it to the Patriots.
Thing. Carolina, I think, has done that early in the season. They wear their white at home instead of the blue.
Yep.
And we know it was hot on the field Sunday.
With all the equipment that's on anyway, all the equipment you have on anyway, does the color of the jersey have that much of an impact?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Really? Even with all the shoulder pads and all the other stuff?
It's hot. It's hot. I dare say that no one should ever wear black.
I dare say.
No wonder the Raiders suck.
Sam also wants to know, will any of us be at the game with the greats?
Hey.
No,
we'll be.
We're traveling with the team. And finally, he says, I watched you guys on Neckin' last night, and Fred looks horrible on TV. Oh. I still enjoyed watching you guys, and I will tune in next week.
See, now, admittedly, we're not the best-looking group, okay? But why is that okay? Fred, I saw Fred on TV. He looked horrible on
That's
TV.
That's okay.
You're okay.
I have no problem with that.
I
know what I look like.
For God's sakes, go wax your eyebrow.
You get the 14 to 18 demographic.
Guys are here. Obviously,
I don't
Fred
think
Kurtz,
they're a
Paul
key
Burrow,
number with Neckin.
No, huh?
Here we go,
Neckin,
boys.
Not into Neckin?
I think Neckin is like post 60-year-old guys.
I'm trying to get some ratings out of Dvorkin. Now, Dvorkin works.
Dvorkin's
for you, right?
Trying to get some ratings out of the show.
Maybe he can get us some ratings from the shows.
He sent ratings of All Access in the game and all that. He didn't have any of the show last night.
No respect. Yep. We do more with less than any of those other shows, and no respect.
Matt from Quincy says
and we're
about,
looking horrible on TV.
Yeah, we got no makeup.
Matt from Quincy says about the Hut Taco Bar, he thought it was the Urban Dictionary word of the day.
Ding!
Speaking of.
Hi, it's Lori Baranski. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary word of the day. That's word of the day. I'm not saying anything about my breasts.
No. Hey, we're actually not talking about your breasts today.
You all suck.
Move south. Anyway, Gary's, courtesy of the taco bonanza we're about to have, Taco Fiesta. That's Taco Fiesta. And he actually wrote that I can read the definition. A party where females significantly outnumber males.
Oh, like a sausage party.
So, a dream. It never happens. Right. You ever been to a Taco Fiesta, Gary?
Actually, I have.
No, I'm not asking you. You lie.
Back in the day when we...
The Virgin Islands.
Can I read these other ones, Gary? Taco Pinch and Taco Bagging.
Taco Bagging?
Is much like teabagging, only the female version.
All right.
See where I wrote, read this one?
Nowhere on here does it say, don't read these. Does it? Does it?
Wait, I want to get back to Fred's story about how he went to a party with more women.
No, it was actually a party I hosted. We, when I lived at the men's club down on Comm Ave.
Now the men's club only had women.
That's the name of it.
It's just a fun fact.
Taco Fiesta. It was a five-bedroom apartment in, on Comm Ave. You know where it was, across the street from our house.
Okay.
That bar. And one week we went to like Simmons College and all these girls' schools and put up these posters on the telephone. We're having a party at the men's club. And I swear to God, 7 o'clock, the doorbell started ringing and they came streaming in. And we were like on the phone trying to get guys there because they were looking around saying, what the hell is this?
Lesbo.
So it was very, very
lesbian. So you had a Taco Fiesta?
We had a Taco Fiesta.
Now, how did it play out? Did you get guys over there?
It was a buffet.
But did the party play out okay? Did it?
No, it actually didn't.
Petered out?
Because we couldn't get enough guys there, so I mean, they weren't staying. They were looking for the same thing we're looking for, just the other side, you know?
Well, some of them were probably looking for the same thing you were looking for.
Well, I don't know about that.
Stay in age, it's okay.
So that's that story. I'm surprised I hadn't told it already.
I think you just made it up.
I've been here for 15 years. All right.
So what exactly is transpiring tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Qdoba, we're getting a spread.
Yeah, we could. We're
20-man spread.
You have to.
Yeah, and I noticed he invited everybody and their brother on the email.
There was less than 20 people in that email.
Yeah,
20 people.
Some of the people I don't like.
20 people? Oh, my God.
Why is B-Lo coming?
I was like, who didn't you like?
20 people. That's only one cube in market.
Because of his partner.
Oh.
It is a Taco Fiesta.
But it is all part of the...
She wouldn't like that. Don't play this for her.
It is all part of the Qdoba question of the week. You listen to today's show, yesterday's show, you know, put it to memory, and then we'll ask a question based on something that happened Tuesday or Wednesday. First caller that has the right answer gets a 20-person taco buffet.
So, for example, what was the name of the place where Fred once held a Taco Fiesta?
Exactly. It's a very good one.
The answer would be?
Men's
His
club.
Dreams,
the men's club.
I'm still a little confused. Was it just your apartment that you gave a name to?
We gave a name to.
Oh. And, wait, so you put on the flyer, come to the men's club?
Right.
Well, it must look like the Ramrod in there.
Well, you know that radio station ZLX?
Yeah.
I think it's still around, 100.7.
Yeah.
One of our friends who didn't live there said, you know, this one goes out to the men's club. And they read it on the radio, so it became,
oh, nice.
You know, we used to do that. We did some crazy things there.
Yeah, you guys were wacky, wild, really wild stuff.
Did some wild things.
It's just a fun fact.
Wild and crazy things.
Eric's interested in joining, you know.
No, he wouldn't have been allowed. No, this was kind of a crude place.
Oh, yeah, not Eric's type of place.
Yeah. TG and NJ says, wow, Perenni is a more miserable human being than the college pick'em guy who we don't mention anymore. I feel for you, Mike. You're a New York fan living in the Boston area. It's not easy. I'm down here in the New York area, and I can't drop my kid off at daycare wearing a Boston Red Sox cap without getting a hard time from his teachers. Nevertheless, you do make a good Bostonian with your horrible attitude and overall negative disposition. The fact that you love being miserable is the main requirement for being a New Englander. Paulie, the day Mike has a smile on his face is the day you should worry about him.
That's true. He is a miserable guy, but nowhere near as miserable as he who shall not be named.
Right.
True.
Okay. webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
You should just say whatever the fans thought they wanted to hear.
And Mike, you
shamelessly suck up for adoration.
You're kind of morphing into Eric a little bit. You're kind of – is this the time of the day where you're – you know, blood sugar's low and you're just kind of taking a nap?
No, that was the old guy, too.
Well,
we think.
I need a protein shot.
Who knows?
You need a protein shot? You got those big phallic things up on your desk.
I don't make the rules on what kind of container they're putting.
That's a good point.
Mike has these protein juices or whatever they are. And, I mean, they're like...
We haven't had enough...
They're like a dildo, let's face it.
I was going to say, can we say that word?
Protein.
I guess not. Gary's looking it down.
Fred, what would make you think that was the word that you could go with? You know, phallic. I think everybody understood what you were talking
about.
Phallic
is...
You know what they look like? Oversized, some of the cigars come in them. But they're like three times the size.
Cigar tube. Yeah.
Well, this is 42 grams of protein per serving.
So what do? You just drink it?
Shots of protein coming out of a phallic symbol. Anything gayer, I can't find it.
I'm looking at
lubricants.
I'm looking at you.
Lubricants.
It's not like a suppository.
No, you don't put it in your ass.
Oh! Okay. Gary waved and called it a career, slugger.
It's a good thing it's the bye week.
But
that's bye week.
And so this gives you like a huge boost of protein.
Yeah. 42 grams per serving. That's like
what's the daily minimum allowance or maximum allowance?
There's no maximum allowance. At some point, your body's just going to digest the excess protein anyway, and it's not going to absorb in your system.
So
1 pound, 1 gram per pound of body weight, roughly.
Okay.
And if you're trying to put on weight, then you...
Paul needs that whole case you got up there. But can't you just eat like a can of tuna?
I don't like tuna.
Oh.
See, that's the problem. I'm a very picky eater.
Because doesn't tuna have like 40 grams of protein in it?
Well, yeah, tuna would be great if
that's why I used to eat it. Because when you're working out.
Tuna has more than like red meat, for example?
Oh, tuna has a lot of protein.
And it's a lot more lean. It's a lot more leaner than red meat.
Huh.
It's good.
What about
brown turkey is very good.
You should put some tuna in the juice you're making.
No.
Chicken and ground turkey are very good.
Yes.
If you're going to get ground beef, then get like the 90-10
extra
lean.
Which tastes terrible.
It's terrible, but it's...
You got to get the 80, and then those burgers really sizzle with the fat.
80's okay. 85, 15.
Paul's just like, I have no interest in this whatsoever.
No, he's like, burgers.
I was just thinking about getting the grill on tonight like I did last night. Although I had chicken. That's just the taste.
Barbecue.
I still don't like the Chick-fil-A commercials. I still have a problem with that.
Oh, that's good.
Eat more. What is it? Eat more.
Eat more chicken.
But it's the cow saying it?
The cow saying it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with chicken?
You know, to get away from eating cows, obviously,
right.
Eat more chicken. But if I'm Chick-fil-A and I have such a great restaurant, why do I... Why?
It's a joke. It's a fun fact.
I understand, but shouldn't it be the chicken saying eat more cow because so many
people... No, because they don't want the customers to go to McDonald's and eat cow.
No, but what they're saying, if they did that, then they were saying that so many people love our food that the chickens are revolting, that too many people are coming to Chick-fil-A. The chickens are revolting.
You put way too much thought into this.
Yeah. Why don't you go back to watching those baby commercials where the kid pukes and you go, every single time. Gary, you should see him during games. No audio.
Hey,
we just have the flat screen. The baby pukes and Fred just starts roaring uncontrollably.
Like out loud.
It's laughing embarrassing.
Out loud. Hey, girl,
do the chickens have large talons?
Embarrassing.
I have fun.
I think my headphones are broken.
I feel bad that
the right
you don't.
Ear on the fritz.
Don't make Gary come in. He gets very cranky when he just...
No, it's okay.
Bad headphones.
We can deal with that. Show started. I go, it's nice that my headphones are working.
We should get some new Bose equipment. Can you arrange that?
Sure.
How do we get these?
Listen, Fred, don't you... Stop.
I begged and pleaded for freebies.
Well, do it again. Every year. Once a year.
Stop picking this guy.
I'll just use Eric.
He's not coming.
Are there any high-end electronic stores in Patriot Place we could maybe work a deal with?
I don't think so. Not
like
yet.
A Sony store.
Well, there's going to be a Verizon store.
Circuit City.
Circuit City's over there.
Oh, that's right.
On the north anchor.
Yeah.
South anchor. Which anchor is
they
that?
They sell Bose of stuff now.
South anchor.
You call them anchors?
Yeah.
Those are big box stores.
I call them anchors, too. Totally different reason, though.
So one ear on one headphone doesn't work? We have to get everything new?
What's that?
That's more like it.
I told you, stop picking the scab. He's not playing along.
Gary, not happy.
Why isn't he
When happy? Does that GNC open?
Why are you not popular with the Chicago police?
Need more protein shots.
Where are you going?
Why did your voice change? Because you moved mics.
Why?
Because the headphones don't work on this set.
Why are you getting closer to me? I don't like that.
Because I want to be closer to you.
Yeah.
He liked it when Eric's there, though.
I just sit where I'm
asked
it's
to sit.
It's just a fun fact.
All right, Chris with a TIAN writes in, two things stood out to me on Sunday. One, down 14-3, I just had no faith that the Pats would come back and win it. My biggest problem has been the O-line. They were okay against the Chiefs and Jets, but dreadful against Miami. Till they can get some consistency in their play, this offense is stuck in the mud no matter how good or bad Castle is. They simply cannot dictate tempo like they usually do. Only now do I fully understand how valuable it was last year when before I knew it, they were up 14 points.
Tom Brady's pretty good now.
I think
we just realized Tom Brady's good.
The dictating tempo thing, I think, is relevant because it's hard to do that. I think Brady was able – you were able to go out with games, and they did it even against Kansas City. I think what did he throw the ball, 11 times, Andy?
I believe it. 9 of 11.
7.5 minutes, 11 passes.
Yeah.
They're able to go out with Brady and throw the ball on 8, 10, 12 plays in a row to open games. They know they're going to be the quick drops. So you know he's going to get rid of the ball where it's supposed to be. He's not going to get sacked. So I think it's easier for everybody else on the offense to allow that tempo to be set because of Brady. It's hard to do that with anybody else.
Christian also says, and I said his name too, the defensive line and linebackers got manhandled. All summer long, I heard people say, not you guys, that the games against the Bucs and Giants were not schemed up and they were just in base. Sunday looked just like the preseason. What do you guys think?
I agree with that 100%. That's what I said afterward. It was like a preseason. It was like an extended preseason game. Four quarters of hell.
I do as
well. It was kind of like the Dolphins were playing their ones and the Patriots their fours.
Yeah, I know.
And Andy made a point during the game.
It's a good one, too.
You were talking about...
Of course.
What?
Can I finish?
You don't expect me to remember the point, do you?
Well, I figured you might
Paul's getting
have an
pissed
idea
off because you interrupted him.
I figured you might have an idea of what you were talking about. You don't remember what you were talking in this topic? About
no.
About the
he talks out of his
the
ass.
Scheme thing and all
no,
that
I
stuff.
I have a terrible memory.
Well, we were just saying, you know.
He had a gastric bypass.
The whole thing.
Or is that a colonoscopy?
I'm the one that needs the gastric
okay.
bypass.
Okay, sorry.
He was, you know, we were talking about the spread with Ronnie Brown at quarterback, and you actually mentioned it's almost like the preseason
yeah.
where, you know, I don't care how many plays in a row they line up. At some point, scheme, preparation, or whatever – win a one-on-one battle and play football and stop this play.
Right.
And they couldn't. That was somewhat like the preseason. That was concerning.
Okay. William Berry's back.
Oh, good.
He says, why I hate Parenti. Like a bitch, he waits until he thinks I cannot reply, then uses his ability to get the last
reply
word
whatever you want.
To call me a bitch.
Email.
Parenti is a Yankee fan, a Giant fan, whatever. I don't think I need another insult. Okay, Mike, say how I'm an idiot or bitch again.
You're an idiot and a bitch. Let's keep playing this stupid game, and you'll email back in 5 minutes.
And you're on email.
Who cares?
Why don't you meet him outside in the parking lot?
Matt from Connecticut.
Dead after school.
Matt from Connecticut. Over or under 100 yards for Mendenhall this week?
Over.
Under.
Who they over.
Playing? Baltimore. Under.
Over.
Under.
Over.
Under.
Two touchdowns, one of the big play variety.
How about over and under? Two fumbles.
Under.
Over.
I'll take the under. One.
You're saying he's going to fumble.
I don't have anybody else, right? He can't, like, lose the job this week, can he? Who's the third? Do they still have him? Didn't they have Mweldy Moore? Where'd he go?
Yeah, isn't he a third down guy?
Yeah, but you never know. If my boy puts it on the ground a couple times, coaches get angry at that.
Yeah, he's a first down and a second down guy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Baltimore is anywhere near as good defensively.
Is that Monday or Sunday?
I think it's Monday, isn't it?
Oh, boy. I'm going to get all jazzed up, put my jersey on, paint my face.
News fest for Monday.
Loser.
Night.
You're going to cry, too, when you watch it?
No. I'm going to call you when he's scoring. Right when I say gone, I'm dialing up your number like Brian Morey would and calling you.
I don't know why you think I don't like that. I don't have anything against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you do.
He just has things against you.
Right. Thank you, Fred. That was well put.
Chris Chin also wants to know, Mike.
Chin.
Is that
TIA?
Now it's his last name, Chin.
He wants to know, is that IDS liquid that you're taking? If so, it's a great product. I use the same. Is it IDS, the protein
that
stuff?
Might be it, yeah.
I mean, are there multiple proteins that come in large, the word Fred used
penis
earlier? Are they?
Yeah, there's more than one company that makes protein. Yeah,
but are they,
but they all
they
come
all
in
come
penis
in
shape?
Cigar
there are a couple
containers?
Of different, yeah, there are a couple of different brands.
You know, you need a hot girl to serve it. You know how you go to a strip club and they have those tube
care
shots?
I don't how hot the girl is. I don't really want to be
no, they have those at strip clubs, the little test tube shots. And they're hot, too. The girl, like, deep throats it and then gives it to you.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy. Mensa from the Bronx. About a week ago, I wrote in to talk about Bill being stupidly stubborn by signing a proven quarterback, and now we are facing the reality of losing a lot of games. I have and many times said how Matt Castle is not a starting quarterback for this team. It is about time they sign a quarterback. Well, that horse has left the barn.
I just don't.
The hay is in the barn.
The worst part about this is that no one's ever going to be proven correct, because if they have a bad year, there's still no way of knowing that fill in the blank
would have been better.
There's no way to prove that. You can't.
I'm pretty sure Dante Culpepper wouldn't be better.
I mean, that,
now maybe the other two, but
my opinion is they wouldn't be better either. But that's there's no way I can be right or wrong.
Rete would be better than Castle at this point.
I don't think
so. Yeah, I don't see it.
I don't know.
And you hate
you
Castle.
Have to factor in knowledge of
Castle?
The system.
If they had a guy that was here, like a Damon Hewitt or a Kerry Collins or Todd Collins that was on the team,
Drew.
Those guys could be better than Matt Castle if they knew the system and they were here. But I refuse to believe that a guy who's on the scrap heap has never done anything. I mean, Culpepper's a different case because he was something and then he got hurt and his career fell apart. But, you know, these Billy Volek
guys
that everybody seemed to be in love with. I'm sorry, but
it's so funny, like all the Brett Favre apologists are saying, well, he doesn't know the playbook, blah, blah, blah. Well, Pennington went to the Dolphins at the same time Favre went to the Jets, and Pennington's doing fine.
Well, he did fine Sunday.
Yeah.
He wasn't so fine the last game that he got yanked from. Chad Henne finished up.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Was he hurt?
Was that right?
No. He stunk.
Oh. No, it's when I made fun of Tony Sperano because after the game he said, yeah, I'm going to put Chad in anytime the game gets out of hand. And I was jokingly saying, oh, that's good. Our head coach is saying the games are going to get out of hand. Exactly. And I mean on the negative side, the next week he got to put Henne in when the game got out of hand, but it was because he was killing the Patriots.
Now, Pennington's a guy.
Called the National Guard.
When he was
Dolphins
available, Fred,
oh.
And we had a whole show.
Plug him right in.
We had a whole show about it. If they could somehow get him as the backup, I think that would have been a great move.
Yeah.
But obviously Chad was interested in going somewhere where he could be.
Yeah, financially it probably wasn't going to work.
Well, it's one of those hindsight things. If they knew that Tom Brady was going to be down, they might have upped the financial options.
Giving him $4 million.
But did you see Favre, actually, they mentioned the Patriots when they were talking about during the whole summer at some point, the Packers, why don't you just sit back and maybe you can join a team that loses a starter? And the questioner said, do you think about that? You could be the Patriots quarterback right now, but instead you're in New York and you're losing to the Patriots. And he said, who knows, maybe I could have been with the New England Patriots. I can't see Bill wanting that. Even with Brady going down, I just don't think he'd want Brett Favre. I think he would hate that style of football.
See, I totally agree with you.
He draws up a play and wants it.
Can you imagine what kind of circus this would be right now? Let's just say that Brett Favre was on the sideline right now.
Okay.
And Castle, same thing that happened. Can you imagine the clamor?
Right.
Now they're talking about Dante Culpepper, and a lot of people are saying, come on, Culpepper hasn't done anything in 3 years. Well, can you imagine if it was Brett Favre? They're saying, why are they not signing Brett Favre? Why are they not signing this guy? What a zoo it would be around here.
Yeah, it would be nauseating.
By the way, I don't think you'd be in any better shape right now than you are. What makes you think that we can't hear that?
The whole World Wide Web.
Andy's like flicking his spring on his
microphone.
Stop flicking your spring. Brad from Haverhill, Mass.
Haverhill?
Did I get 2 minutes for roughing?
Haverhill?
Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Haverhill. Yeah.
You know what it is. Why are you pretending like you didn't grow up in Massachusetts?
He says, keep the national politics out of it. I've been a loyal podcast downloader for what seems like a couple years now. I was listening to Tuesday's show, and everybody except Fred seemed content to diss Obama. Hey, it's your show, so go for it. Obama is like Eric. If Obama is like Eric because they're both pompous, then my question is, who on the show is a liar and a hater like McCain? I mean, if we're going to talk politics, let's keep it fair, or let's keep it out of the show. Keep up the good work. By the way, Patriots playbook has indeed been way more interesting now that John Rook has a human being to talk to.
Well, that's obvious.
Another genius program.
I think doing a show by yourself is virtually impossible.
That's no shot at John at all.
No.
Any of us with him is going to make that better. Well, yeah, all right. Any of us.
Okay.
So do we have to have equal time?
I'm not. No.
Obama's
I'm not
good.
Doing it with you. No.
No. They don't want politics in the show. Let's just keep it out.
I agree. Obama in 08.
So stop bringing up your fraudulent poll.
I don't bring it up. You guys bring it up, and then I answer.
No, you brought up some fraudulent poll yet.
Yeah,
there was a reason I brought that up.
Yeah.
You manipulated polls.
Speaking of Paul.
So is your mom.
All right. It's 1:31. We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas Tree Shops, Off-Broadway Shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
This is former quarterback Steve Grogan
and former linebacker Steve Nelson.
We want to tell you about the game with the greats.
Are you one of those old diehard fans who remembers our playing days, like the 1985 Super Bowl or the snowplow kick?
Maybe you just want to meet the newest members of the Patriot Hall of Fame, like Ben Coates or my good friend Stanley Morgan.
And Andre Tippett, one of my linebacking brothers. He'll be there too.
You think he'll bring his gold jacket with him?
I hope so. I can't wait to see it on him.
If you're a big-time fan, you won't want to miss the Game with the Greats. It's happening on October 5th at Gillette Stadium when the current Patriots are away at San Francisco.
Get your tickets now at patriots.com/alumni.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh, Steve?
Yeah, we still got it. We should call ESPN. We could be the next Mike and Mike.
Eric's had a tough time opening up on PFW in Progress. They begged and pleaded and still nothing. Come on, Eric.
No, not in the last 2 days, no. I was not talking about that. I don't care. No, I'm not talking to you about this.
We're wondering if it's just on the radio or if it's the same deal upstairs. We've placed our hidden microphones in Eric's cube to get the scoop. Let's listen in.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to grab lunch. You want anything?
Sorry, no. I'm not talking about it.
Hey, Eric, do you know what Belichick's press conference is?
Don't worry about that. We're not going into that territory.
Hey, Eric, my internet seems to be down. Is yours working?
There's a moratorium on that issue.
Hey, did you watch the Idol final? I can't believe David Cook won.
No.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm not doing it with you, no.
Hey, Eric, did you do the blitz today?
I said too much. That part I'm not going to talk about.
Eric, $4.09 a gallon. Can you believe these gas prices?
Enough, both of you. Enough.
Hey, Eric, make sure you tell your friends to check out the new edition of Patriots Today.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, my God, Eric, he's choking. Do the Heimlich maneuver.
No, not at all.
Thank you for calling Gillette Stadium. How may I direct your call? All right, Eric, take it easy. Have a good night.
No, I'd have to say no.
Whoa, well, all right, Eric. We'll see what happens on the next show.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Why do we have to go on the air and make a big deal about it?
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. That's webradio@patriots.com.
Eric,
508-543-7482 was the phone number. He's just not going to come down.
No, I didn't mean it
he's
like
writing.
That.
Do you have Rook today?
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I don't think your mic's on.
There's something wrong here. You have Rook.
Yes.
And he's not coming down.
He's writing.
Paul, you're his editor. You should say something.
You're the boss.
Wow.
Shifting blame.
He said to me, because I had asked him last week if at all possible.
Shut up.
Let's see if we can get our cover story on Randy Moss done ASAP so we can get it on pages so we can see what it looks like, see what we like, see what we don't like. We can make some changes to it.
So
I thought by telling him that last week, since he had done all these interviews, as far as I know, Andy, right, in the past, he had already had these done.
Had everything done, I thought.
I would have thought that would have meant that he could have had it done, you know, say by Wednesday, Thursday, you know, today. Evidently, that's not the case.
So think now. He can hear us right now? Is Chris? Are you
Chris,
playing that
Chris
loud
plays
enough?
The show.
Yeah, Chris.
You got a shout out to Eric.
This isn't wasted.
You got a brother.
You got a shout out.
I'm not going to rip him. You guys are ripping him. If we pile on, he'll cry.
No, you only rip him to his face, right? Because you're a tough guy.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
You calling him?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little loud.
He's not going to pick up.
No, I'm not going to talk about that.
Does anyone pick up their phone in this building?
For Christ's sake.
I went for his mid-afternoon walk.
Oh, that's a good point. 25 of 2.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your...
Is that his home phone?
I was going to say, what'd you call?
What was that?
That should have been his number here. I'll try again.
Does he not have a,
hello.
A voicemail set up?
I'm a computer.
I thought I was the only one living in the Stone Ages that had a hard time changing the message.
Well, I haven't changed
He doesn't do his on purpose. Cause
I don't think
I've
even set mine up.
It
actually.
Would just encourage
no one calls
more people
me anyway.
To call because they'd hear his voice, just to hear his voice.
No one calls. You're on your cell phone 24 hours a day.
I'm talking the office phone.
Yeah, what do you do on that cell phone?
Download pornography.
You talk a lot on that cell phone.
Yeah.
His apps work better than yours.
My apps are working. Yeah. That's why. Getting scores.
Yeah.
All right. Phil from Nova Scotia says, if by week 14 or 15 the Patriots know they have no chance at the playoffs, I wonder what kind of football we will see from them. Will they be more experimental with the playbook? I haven't lost hope. I'm just thinking, what if?
Did we just jump to December and plane out the string?
Yeah, he did. Now, it's really hard to kind of envision that because the only other time that happened was 2000 where they were out of it and, you know, out of the playoff race. In December, but that was a team that Phil had just gotten here and it was trying to they played the games the same way from start to finish. They were trying to develop something.
Well, the biggest question would be quarterback, and is O'Connell play? I mean, he's a starter in December.
I would think that if, you know, if they were, you know, say, I don't know, 5-8, that you're going to see Kevin O'Connell for some extended periods, if not, you know, entire games. Don't you?
Why not?
Would make sense.
Because you got to figure you're
losing
Castle
either way. Perfect opportunity to
get
him some playing time.
So you get yourself ready and find out what Kevin O'Connell has.
You're doing what's best for your football team.
Yeah, opportunity to get him live game experience as your backup. What do you think, Fred?
Absolutely. Why
Gary
not?
Put on the cheerleader making
Fred
of the,
thinks they're gonna be 5-8.
The cheerleading calendar, so Fred has checked out of the show.
Fred has signed off.
Just checking out my ladies. let's see. Todd says, so with the boys on the West Coast, do we have 2 weeks of solo Fred show to look forward to? No.
No, there'll be one person back with Fred at
all
times.
And then there'll be some phone-ins, right?
And these guys will call in.
And we'll call in.
Yep. We're watching a video of Fred's Taco Fiesta.
You got any video of that, Fred?
What's that, tacos?
Of the Taco Fiesta.
What are we talking about here?
At the Urban Dictionary
the
Word
club,
of the Day
Taco
at the
Fiesta.
Men's Club.
Oh, that? No, that was before video. Really? We barely had radio back then.
You were a student at Emerson at that time?
Actually, I had graduated. Well, part of it was while I was still a student, but also after I graduated.
It's a long party.
Yeah.
I lived there for six years.
A lot of taco.
I lived at 1288 Comm Ave for 6 years. Good times. Good times.
Now, this is before you moved to the islands.
I took a year and lived in the island and sublet right my room.
I say if we fact check all these stories, they're not all physically possible.
No.
He's in three places.
Trust
at
me,
once.
It's possible.
Hey.
Eric.
Fred.
What are you doing?
I'm working on this week's four-page feature on Randy
Moss.
Got to
tell you, though, I've been hooked
it's
on
the four-page feature on Randy Moss.
Yes.
Why is it?
You sure it's not a book?
Well, it could turn out to be, yeah. The way I write, yeah, it could
Well,
be.
I just meant by the amount of time it's taking you to write it.
Well, it's been about a month or so in the works. But it's important.
This
important.
Better be damn good.
We've got no game this weekend, Fred.
We got no game.
Right,
Mr. Education.
You guys got no game either.
Oh. Now, Eric, will this story delve into Randy Moss's body language?
At points it will, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I look forward to that.
Or don'ts.
And what is the one sentence lead?
Tonsorial tragedy.
Please tell me you've written the one sentence lead.
I've got several one sentence leads.
You haven't decided which one you're going with yet?
Are they all the bridge to nowhere?
I got to tell you though, I've been hooked on the Olympics.
All right, so this is something that's worth missing the show for. I take it.
Yes,
well,
Fred.
Well, listen, Fred. I wouldn't have missed the show, but the taskmaster, editor that we have here that you hired, named Paul Perillo. And his trusty assistant Andy over there were adamant that we get this done earlier in the week than usual, because they needed about 3 or 4 days to actually review it themselves, because they're such slow readers and have less of a mental capacity to absorb such large things.
We're past
in a short
that deadline,
of
so already we're past,
Andy likes absorbing large things.
We're already past the time that we wanted it, but that's beside the point.
No,
I
we're
guess
past
4 weeks, Fred,
no.
was not enough time.
No, actually, Andy wanted it tomorrow. You wanted it today.
Wanted it Wednesday.
Yeah, that's today. You wanted it Wednesday.
Andy wants it on pages tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if it's not done until tomorrow, we can't get on
pages.
Just so
you know, there's a wrench in this process, and he's called Donnie Richmond coming. Is Donnie there, by the way? Can he hear that?
He's in the building.
He went to Dunkin' Donuts.
He's making tea.
And he's stoned, so he doesn't even know.
That's true. All right, get back to work.
All right, Eric.
All right.
Big article that people can look forward to. That's good. We finally got somebody on the phone that we called.
Well, it took like 3 tries. Gary, did you figure out what that first random voicemail thing was? So we were going to go live with somebody that wasn't Eric.
That was Belichick's private line.
Belichick, what do you want?
You've reached Bill Belichick.
That was actually Bill.
Of the New England Patriots.
That computer voice was actually Bill.
More days in first place.
No, I think I said that, Andy.
Yes, Bill, you did.
How's that Waterboy clip doing?
Oh, no, we suck again.
Want to hear it?
Josh from Arlington says, is it just me, or does the guy in the Qdoba commercial sound just like Teddy Bruschi?
Gary, cue that up.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If
not
you've
him.
Got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
That guy right there sounds like Teddy.
It does sound like Teddy Bruschi.
Now, the first guy sounds like Chris Price, I thought.
Yeah. A little bit of that,
does sound like Teddy a little bit?
This thing is a whopping 16 inches.
Hey, that sounds like Bruschi, too.
These things really are huge.
I got to tell you, that commercial with his kids where they're washing the inside of the car makes me laugh every time.
I've never seen that commercial.
It's a Papagino's commercial.
Never seen it.
He comes out in the driveway, and the kids are washing the car, and he goes, "Guys, I said the outside of the car," and they have the hose and the soap and everything. Gary, you like that commercial, right?
Has
anyone? Do you guys know watch TV?
I don't watch commercials. That's why I never see any commercials.
Gary,
the guys are here. Obviously, Fred Kurtz.
Except for Fred's E-Trade. Baby.
There are some good commercials out there.
No, there are a lot, but I usually just click around.
You got the Shield on DVR? Would you be able to convert that to DVD should I need it?
Potentially.
I may have erroneously deleted that.
Gary, while we're making phone calls, can we call Chris and see if the Neckin shows up yet?
Or Flanders?
Well, Flanders I've given up on. I don't even know where he works now. Does he have an office anymore?
I don't know. What did they say? I don't know my office.
I think he just moves from people's office to office and just has chats.
Fireside chats with Ken Flanders.
He's a nomad.
Todd writes in. He said, "Fred, you did a good job picking the cheerleaders this year. A lot better quality." So, actually, you know, my wife is one of the judges.
Okay. I thought he was going to say cheerleader.
Let's see. Chris. Chris isn't going to pick up.
He's afraid.
He's afraid of you.
With the latency of the internet, he doesn't know that it's us calling. Chris, pick up.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Chris Ferreira.
No, nope, it's not
I'm unable to take your call at this moment, so please leave a message.
Chris, we want to know. Okay. Never mind. He's going to leave a message.
I bet you he knew it was us and wouldn't answer.
Of course he did.
He's a big pansy.
Well,
no!
He sees it's Gary.
We suck again!
He doesn't see that it's his phone.
Oh, no? All right. Let's see. Andy in Vermont. Matt Castle did not give up almost 500 yards to the Dolphins and 38 points. That was the defense. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Matt is out there trying. People should not expect him to be Brady. If the defense plays better, the Patriots might well have been in the game. Hey, let's call Ryan Leaf. That's sarcasm.
Does it say that? That's sarcasm?
Yeah. In parentheses, it says sarcasm.
Okay.
We suck again.
Matt's out there trying.
He's trying really hard. Take everybody for ice cream after the game. It's a little league now.
So,
God, you guys are unbelievable.
Leave Matt Castle alone. He's trying to.
Oh, no, he's trying. No one said he wasn't trying.
He was not the problem.
That wasn't the gist of his email.
I know. I'm just pissed off.
He had one sentence and you jump all over the poor guy.
I have nothing else to do. It's 15 minutes ago. I haven't gone on a rant yet.
Could go help Eric with his feature. He needs it.
I have to write a Stephen Gostkowski piece.
Joel's another person who's wondering if the Patriots are like 5-7, does O'Connell get to play?
Well, he said 5-8, so
our early guess is yes.
We suck again.
Oh, wait, 5-7, they might.
Gary's
going to run it into the ground in one day.
They might still harbor playoff hopes at 5-7, figuring if we can rattle off 4 and go 9-7
in this division too.
But they also might say we're not going to be able to do that with Castle. We have to make a change, and maybe we can catch lightning in a bottle. Who knows? Yeah. So I don't know. I think O'Connell will get some playing time, some significant playing time, not just mop up like Sunday. I think he gets some significant playing time this year. I'll tell you this, too. I don't think Castle's going to make it through the year physically.
Oh, he's definitely been banged up.
Yeah. You know, he obviously is standing. He's trying to make plays, and he's taking some big hits.
And he's going to get himself hurt.
Yeah.
Man, he got planted a couple times in the game last week.
Donnie Holiday planted him, which was an awful call, by the way.
That was a
bad
call.
It was a bad
call. The game was over by that time, but that was a bad
call. Yeah, no, it was a terrible call.
Let's see. Mike writes in, I don't understand how the rule, this is about deferring, how the new rule is any different than the old. You can't get any more possessions, so what is the difference? Please explain in detail.
We'll let Paul handle this one.
Deferring.
We'll defer to Paul.
There really is no difference. It's not any extra possessions. I think that people tend to defer because they want the opportunity. Doesn't happen, no guarantee, but they want the opportunity to somehow, if they somehow end up with the last possession of the first half, let's say they have the, you know, they get the ball with 3 minutes left in the half, they go on a 3-minute drive, they score or whatever, now they can get the ball again for consecutive possessions. If they deferred and get the ball to start the second half. If you don't defer the option, there's no chance of getting back-to-back possessions. I think that's the only reason why you would do it.
What's this piece on ESPN right now?
Oh, Lyman Bostock. I read the story. It's a great story in that terrible tragedy. But it's the 30th. I think it's the 30th anniversary of his death in 1978. And he was. Do you know this story, Fred?
Lyman Bostock.
Yeah,
no.
He was a Major League Baseball player. Played for the Twins, and he was on the Angels at the time. Was playing against the White Sox, and he was from Gary, Indiana, is where he, I guess, grew up. And he went to see some family and was a victim of mistaken identity. And some guy walked up to him. He was in a car, and they shot him, thinking that he was with somebody else.
Wow.
And good, promising baseball career was over. And to compound matters, the guy who shot him was found not guilty by reason of temporary insanity.
Wow.
And the guy didn't even have to spend any time in a mental institute. Spent very little time in it. Less than a year later.
So he's walking around now?
Sorry, I asked. Huh?
Spent the last 30 years.
Brought the move right down the toilet?
He has spent the last 30 years a free man.
Mm. And is there something wrong with him? Is that they're trying to talk to him? Is he paralyzed?
Is that the guy they're trying to talk to right there in the piece?
I didn't see the guy they were trying to talk to.
Because he was like on double crutches, barely could walk, and yelling at the reporter to get out of his face.
I don't know.
I'm guessing that's the guy.
Otherwise, there's some other strange twist to the story.
Anyway,
hey,
Mike.
Hello?
Yeah. Who's this?
Chris,
is the Neckin show up yet?
It isn't. I'm having a lot of trouble trying to edit the video.
Oh, so what's the problem?
I keep encoding it, and the sound keeps on getting screwed up.
Oh, why
that's
do you
just,
have to edit
that's
it?
Just Fred and Andy.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Up.
Guys are here. Obviously, Fred Kurtz.
Is there something we need to tell Neckin to do next time, or?
No, I mean, I'll figure it out, but it's taking me a lot longer than it normally would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once you figure out, do you think it'll take as long next week?
Probably not.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Should we ask the guy from PFW in Progress, you. James, to do it? I bet you he could do it.
Oh, man. Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Let him out.
Anyway, Mike continues. Anyone else think that Eric and Mike sound almost identical?
What? Come again?
I don't think you sound like Eric.
No, not at all. No.
We'd have to hear Eric speak to
Can
you sing? Give us a couple.
You don't want that.
By the dawn. Eric's a warbler when he sings.
Warbler?
Gary, who was that girl Sunday?
Bevan Vinoe.
And she is?
Mr. and Mrs. Vinoe's
kid. A girl who sang the anthem.
How'd she get the gig?
She, like many other people, sent in a tape, and it was very good.
Oh, so she's just an anybody.
The Taco Fiesta.
She's not on TV or anything like that. Doesn't have a contract.
Gary's now on the cell phone.
Here's what Gary pretends that he's busy now.
Right. All of a sudden, cell phone phones are ringing, bells are buzzing. You know,
bells are buzzing.
Pushing buttons. I got a cell phone at one ear. Lee, is he talking to Lee Steinberg, Fred?
Yeah, Lee, how you doing? Just hold on with Lee one second. By the way, the museum is doing great.
Really?
It looks
Iggy
fantastic.
Email in? I want Iggy's opinion.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to get a review from Iggy. He's probably on his way back to Spain. So.
Yeah, he might not be back yet, but when you get
it's
back,
a long
Iggy,
trip.
I want an honest opinion from a fan what it's like.
Do they have email there?
He's got an iPhone. He should be emailing as we speak.
Let's see. The fans sitting on their hands, says Mike. Booing and leaving early was embarrassing. By judging by the emails, we have a very ignorant fan base. They only know Pats football for the last 10 years. Though the loss was mostly due to the defense, Castle should be better after 3 or 4 years in the system. So he's expecting more out of Matt Castle than he's seeing right now.
Okay.
All right.
He is playing for the first time.
Stripper sends us Bevan Vigneault's MySpace page.
Of course.
So that's probably where Gary found her. He's trolling MySpace.
Stripper's just sent that quickly.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
We haven't mentioned her for more than a minute and a half.
And it's a very unusual spelling of the last name.
I would have got, did you mean? And it wouldn't have been anywhere near.
Probably what he got.
Todd writes in, did you see that Romeo Crennel has decided to stay with Anderson and Cowher rumors are starting in Cleveland?
Yeah, Romeo's in trouble.
Rack him up.
Again, every year. Lose a few games, they're going to fire him.
Yeah, Romeo's in trouble.
And he keeps coming back.
I think they need to make a move because I think it's pretty clear that Derek Anderson was one of those one-hit wonder kind of guys.
Yeah, they made a mistake on him.
Something they should have brought to their attention before they handed him $1 billion.
It wasn't an outrageous contract.
I don't know, but I just see two guys that signed extensions last year in the multi-millions of dollars, Bulger and Anderson, are either benched or deserving of being benched.
Yeah, Bulger is out, Fred. You see that? Trent Green's going to start this week.
I did see that.
Imagine that. Matt Castle still starting.
We heard that on Sirius Football coming off the show last night.
Yeah.
Andy and I, we listened to the Sirius.
It's good stuff.
I just read the scroll that goes in the bottom of
ESPN. Get stuff there you can't get anywhere else. Hard-hitting.
Then Herm Edwards did his weekly thing. And
did he have that stupid hat on?
No. Hello? It's a radio
ball.
But it's just awful.
You just missed it, Fred.
Oh. Mensa from the Bronx.
Wagon rut.
Do you think there are going to be any additions and subtractions either before or after the bye week? Maroney, to me, is proving not to be durable. I can honestly not see how the guy from Dallas was his backup. Do you guys think they should bring somebody like Sean Alexander into the fold?
No.
And they weren't really back. He wasn't his backup. They split
time.
They
were splitting carries.
He wasn't really his backup.
Right.
They don't really have roles, you know?
We're not big on roles.
No, Marion Barber, he's talking about at Minnesota.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Lamont Jordan is fine. As long as he's healthy, I think he's going to see carries.
As long as they keep him in his role.
Their backfield, I think.
What role is that? I thought they weren't big on roles.
Pretty deep.
The role of the guy who comes in the third quarter against the entire defense and runs all over him.
I'd like to see him in the role of the guy standing on the first play of the game.
Yeah, and you'll see the role of a guy with 40 yards on 13 carries.
Not so sure about that.
Hmm. Are you Butch Stearns now?
I am the mayor.
Josh says, let me ask you this, Fred. In regard to the conversation you guys are having about what is the point of keeping Castle in as a starting quarterback, I know Fred is still hoping for playoffs, but is there really anything gained from winning one playoff game or losing in the first round? The time Castle spends on the field is a wasted investment. He'll be gone at the end of the year either way. Why not give the rookie the time so the season tanks? They miss the playoffs, and we get Ray Maliuga in the first round of the draft next year. O'Connell gets a whole lot of experience to bank on in a few years. Brady comes back next year with a rejuvenated linebacking core, and we go 16-0 again. What's wrong with that? Why throw that time away on Castle, especially if he isn't going to look so damn confused? How often does a rookie get an opportunity for this much time knowing that he won't have to be the starter next season?
seems like a good learning opportunity, especially with a soft schedule. That's from Josh in Arlington.
Well, I'm glad the Giants didn't take that approach last year. Probably going to win one playoff game. Screw it.
Right.
Let's not go.
Hello.
Well, I mean, you play to win the game.
Not to mention, how can you honestly make that switch and then go to Vince Wilfork and say, but you're playing today and you try.
And you're going to play real hard. If you're tanking the season, you go out there and play hard.
How do you expect players to go out and play? I mean, they're putting their bodies on the line for a season that you're just going to say is tanked. That's you just can't do that.
Yeah. I don't think this thought process is that flawed. I just think it's way too early for it. I think if it becomes obvious that they're not going to have the horses, you know, say 5 or 6 weeks from now, 7 weeks from now, then sure, get the experience for Kevin O'Connell, because you are going to lose Castle, I think, either way. I think that's sound logic. But I don't think that you throw away the season now. You're 2-1.
Right.
The season's not lost here. I mean, you can win enough games, and I don't care how many playoff games you end up winning. If you make the playoffs, you have a shot.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the goal. I mean,
single elimination.
You know, and I know that fans don't necessarily think about this stuff, and we don't, you know, but a playoff game is important to a franchise, even if it's just one.
Yep.
Even if it's on the road, whatever.
Right.
That's more money. I mean, making the playoffs is a big deal for every team.
And, Fred, as you and I were talking about yesterday, it's starting to look like the AFC this year is going to be one of those whoever gets hot at the right time. There's not an obvious seeding or hierarchy of three best teams.
Yeah, it's up for grabs.
The Giants
right now
are a perfect example, and I think a lot of teams in the AFC could get hot in December and have a chance to go to a Super Bowl.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I just want to remind people that tomorrow is going to be our initial Qdoba Question of the Week day, which involves listening to today's show, listening to Tuesday's show, memorizing every word we say. We will then ask a question tomorrow about something that happened on the shows. First caller that has the right answer gets 20 people eating tacos. Is that right?
You get the people eating tacos?
So what are they? They get 20 tacos.
They're actually going to win people?
20 tacos.
Are we giving Chris? Is Chris one of the people? Can we give him away?
They get something nice from Qdoba.
Yes.
So that's good.
He said 20 tacos.
And you can pick it up at any participating Qdoba restaurant in Massachusetts.
How many of those are there?
Two. I don't know.
So you really got to come here and go nowhere.
Where's Qdoba?
There's a bunch up by me.
Is there?
Really?
Really?
And I think there's some down in the Attleboro area.
Are they going to extend into Rhode Island? I've never seen one in Rhode Island.
Nobody really cares about Rhode Island.
Oh. It's such a wee little
state. Give us Dells, we'll give you Qdoba.
Yeah. I'll take some Dells.
Take Dells because we have Mr. Lemon in North Carolina.
That's what we need. Gary, can you hook us up with Dells?
You guys can have Dells.
I would love to have Dells every afternoon.
I don't think so because they sell Minute Maid frozen lemonade here, don't they?
There's nothing.
At the camp?
Nothing really? There's nothing better than Dells.
I like Dells.
The chunks of lemon in it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Oh, Rook is coming up.
Oh.
From his basement.
Hey, Rook.
All right. Rook's in his basement.
In the basement.
And who's with
Thanks, Fred, for remembering
Mike Parenti's with him. Mike is right here. You're going to do 4 hours today.
No, just three.
Yeah, 4 hours today. That's right. Thanks for remembering me,
Fred. He's actually on
nice
the phone.
Know.
I thought it was just a clip.
I said, hey, Rook.
It's John Rook in his basement.
I thought it was just a clip of John Rook.
Now I'm on Gary's side.
Yeah, the idiocy is out of control here.
All right, well, we're going to be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Picks Day, where I continue my role. We'll see
Dominant.
You
what
do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar,
the hot nacho bar,
the hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef,
three kinds of salsa,
fresh lettuce,
guacamole,
cookies and
brownies,
homemade tortilla chips,
everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties,
soccer games,
birthday parties,
baby shower for my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.